Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They keep coming. Palestinians firing more rockets into Israel, and the Israelis keep attacking back into Gaza. A deadly escalation in the Middle East, and Fox News Radio's Emily Wither is live on the Israeli-Gaza border.
I'm at an Iron Dome missile defense system in Ascalon. Figures show that 48 out of 200 rockets fired from Gaza so far into southern Israel have been intercepted by these batteries. Some haven't, and three Israelis have been killed in their home. Israel is continuing to carry out strikes in Gaza. So far, 13 Palestinians have been killed, including four civilians. The state of alert here is one below the highest level. Hundreds of Israeli reservists have been called up, and a defense spokesman told me they haven't ruled out a ground operation. Dave?
Emily, President Obama says he is committed to finding answers in the deadly attack on Americans in Libya.
I'm happy to cooperate in any ways that Congress wants.
Today, three committees start holding hearings. Tomorrow, ex-CIA Director David Petraeus will talk to lawmakers despite the affair that cost him his job. The president says he does not have evidence that affair compromised national security. And also at his news conference, he got upset at Republicans questioning U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, Republican Senators McCain, Ayotte, and Graham blasted Rice for blaming the Benghazi attack on outrage over an anti-Muslim video when, according to Senator Lindsey Graham, there was evidence that it was a planned terrorist attack.
The reason I don't trust her is because I think she knew better, and if she didn't know better, she shouldn't be the voice of America.
That brought a strong response.
When they go after the UN ambassador
from President Obama,
then they've got a problem with me.
He also promised to ignore the senator's vow to block the potential nomination of Rice as Secretary of State. Dave?
Rich, Europe's economy is bad again. It has fallen back into recession in the 17-country eurozone. On Wall Street, futures are up a little this morning after yesterday's big sell-off. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-581-9496. 1-800-581-9496.
Take all our Bryan Broadcasting stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see freedomroofproject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
The only time you'll hear Rush coming from the left. Buy an HD radio for clarity and stereo. WTAW.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for 8 magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed a copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees.
Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
WTW News Time is 6:06. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax.
You said 72.
That's what my thing says.
No.
But it doesn't feel like 72.
Did you walk in the building this morning?
I did with a big jacket on.
Yeah.
The temperature says 72.
Okay, it's wrong.
Okay,
let's say 35 and we'll go from there.
All right.
Thank you.
35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Texas A&M police confirmed that an A&M football player missing since Monday has been found safe. More details are to come later today. University police reported last night that freshman Thomas Johnson of Dallas was last seen leaving his apartment. Investigators were told the 18-year-old may have returned home to visit family and friends. College Station-based Homeland Security expert Dave McIntyre has more than 30 years of military experience. He is amazed at the growing fallout of General David Petraeus' resignation at the CIA.
This is just bizarre. I mean, this has pieces of an alien movie to it. I mean, this doesn't sound political or military. Just trying to lay out what we know and the connections is a full-time task anymore.
McIntyre is also following emails involving General John Allen, who replaced Petraeus as the leader of international forces in Afghanistan.
And, you know, he's a Southern gentleman, and so he frequently uses terms in corresponding with women like sweetheart. This is the guy who's commanding the war in Afghanistan and is emailing back and forth personally to a woman in Florida and using the term sweetheart. It just boggles the mind.
McIntyre also says there's a parallel to Watergate because of the cover-up that followed a relatively small crime. 2 weeks have passed since President Obama was reelected. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says Obama continues to play politics with the budget.
He's almost like trying to put a stick in the eye of the people that didn't vote for him. And I just feel like he's headed the wrong direction on this. There's a way for everybody to win here by having lower tax rates and at the same time wiping out a lot of the deductions so that you have a broader base and putting more people to work so that you have more people getting bigger paychecks and able to pay more in taxes.
Flores says Obama's plan will cost the middle class 700,000 jobs, and he wants to hear the president say which jobs he wants eliminated. An observant citizen who thought it was odd someone was walking in the street instead of the sidewalk results in another burglary arrest. College Station police yesterday morning responded to a witness report of someone trying to open the doors of several vehicles parked in front of duplexes along Brentwood near Cornell. 28-year-old Gregory Jackson was stopped and was caught with several items taken from an SUV. Jackson, who says he is homeless, was also arrested for possessing drugs and drug paraphernalia. College Station police have made a sixth arrest for an aggravated kidnapping and robbery case that took place a month ago. Detectives learned the accused planned to steal 12 pounds of hydroponic or high-grade marijuana valued by the sellers at $36,000. 27-year-old Jeremiah Maxey of Bryan, who was arrested Tuesday, is accused of being the gunman. The investigation continues. And last summer, the track at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan was closed to the public. At the time, it was to replace the natural grass field with synthetic turf. Earlier this month, the Bryan School Board decided to continue public access to tracks at Rayburn, Long, and Stephen F. Austin schools. Superintendent Tommy Wallace noted vandalism problems since the new surfaces were installed at the football stadium and Rudder High.
Coach Brandon shared today that we have had some people that have relieved themselves in our stadium, grown-ups. And, you know, if you do that on grass turf, that's great. I guess that's great fertilizer, but not on turf and not on a new track.
Board members asked administrators to determine the cost of lighting the track at Rayburn. And last night, officers responded to a fatal accident. The pedestrian died as a result of a crash on State Highway 6. No foul play is suspected at this time, but the identity is being withheld until the notification of kin. WTAW News Time is 6:10 at 72 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Did you know you could take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The winter mini-mester runs December 17th through January 10th with a holiday break in the middle. You can take an online class and still go home for the holidays, or take a class you've been needing for your transcript. Maybe take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Whether you're trying to conserve nature or trying to conserve money, Brazos Valley Recycling, your go-to guys. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
High pressure over the state this morning. It'll be responsible for the sunshine that we get to see. Temperatures anywhere from 65 to 70 degrees. Clear tonight to partly cloudy at times, lows near 40. It's going to be mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs tomorrow, 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear, lows dropping down to 40 to 45. We'll have sunshine during the day Saturday. Highs on Saturday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The high school playoffs start tonight. We'll fill you in on that. Also, women's basketball last night at Reed. And Tupperville gets slapped on the wrist, and that's about it, after slapping someone's head. We'll do that for you at about 6:50.
They don't want to find another football coach.
No, that was actually from the Big 12 Conference.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. So Texas Tech is just that, yeah, okay.
Pretty much said, yeah, don't do that again,
yeah,
okay?
Right. Makes things difficult. Kat!
Yes?
Did you refresh your little thermometer browser thingy?
I don't know. It's not my browser. It's,
oh, where do you find it? You got?
I have an actual temperature gauge here next to my computer.
Oh, I see. No, I tell you what, has it got a little AC plug on it there? A little plug in the back?
Yeah.
Why don't you unplug that and plug it back in?
Okay.
Did you hear her, Kevin? Were you busy?
I was busy. What would she say?
I'm going to have to find where it plugs in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll do that. You can do that later. As she began this morning in a very chipper voice telling us it was 72 degrees outside.
Oh, that may be the internal temperature, because that's the same temperature in my studio.
Oh, well, okay. Well, gosh, if it's 72, that's better than usual, isn't it? It's pretty chilly
over
there sometimes.
We usually wrap, by the time the show's wrapped up, it's about 65 degrees.
Yeah, so that's it. Okay,
I'm not exaggerating by a whole lot either.
So maybe she was giving us the indoor temperature.
That's entirely possible.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
I can only work with what I'm given.
That's exactly true. It's just a interesting that, you know, your brain clicks on and you do that and you realize that you did wear a coat as you walked into the building, right?
No, I know it's cold, but I just thought, well, I guess there's a lot of humidity today.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I mean, I don't know. I get here.
Welcome to the Aggie Dome.
Yeah.
I got here maybe over 2 hours ago, so I don't know if it changed.
Yeah, no. The warm front didn't really swing through. Actually, at my house, it was about 34 this morning. I think here it's about 36.
It felt colder this morning coming in than it did yesterday.
Well, then that's the thing that's good about.
Yesterday to me felt colder than today. I wore sock monkey hand gloves in the car.
Yeah.
And yesterday it was really cold. Today it was didn't seem as cold, but maybe I'm just becoming hardened to it all.
That's it. I think it actually had to do with the wind because the wind will take away more ambient heat than when there's no wind.
So that's the barometer from now on. If you're wearing sock monkey.
That's it. Sock monkey to work. That's it. You could just start describing it that way. It's sock monkey to work day.
Yeah. Sock monkey weather.
No, sock monkey mittens.
No, and as it gets on toward January and February when we actually have freezing temperatures, then we have frozen dog reports, you know.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
First dog that's frozen to a water hydrant, fire hydrant out there.
Oh, that's really grim.
No, that's really funny.
She doesn't get it. She doesn't get it.
No, okay. I get it. That's okay. Just grim.
Okay, all right. Company in Poland that makes coffins is promoting its product with a calendar.
Well, that's
speaking
grim
of grim.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, no, featuring sexy semi-clad models posing with the coffins.
That's really sick.
The company's owner says the calendar shows, quote, the beauty of Polish girls. Glad that's a capital P, otherwise it'd be Polish girls. The beauty of Polish girls and the beauty of our coffins.
Sounds like necrophilia.
Oh, yeah. Now, and what was the, you know, G. Gordon Liddy used to do that where he had the
girls and guns.
That's it. Yeah, that calendar. This one's a little different. But, you know, that's the thing. They could possibly sell them as kind of a revenue stream on the side. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
I guess we shouldn't actually judge until we've seen a sample, though.
I guess not.
No.
Usually they're with hot cars. I like the idea of the coffin.
I understand. Yeah. Something different.
We're talking about it.
That's right. Parents come into their room and find out their teenage son is looking at coffins. Norma G Tractor. Zero down payment. Zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor. Zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody. Hey, good morning. It's 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Today is the 15th of November. This used to be a big deal. It's the Great American Smokeout.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that really used to be a big thing.
You remember the Larry Hagman wrist-snapping red rubber band?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yep, that's it. But again, you know, now it's just, it's not that big a deal.
Not that many, well, not near as many people smoke.
Certainly. Today is also National Bundt Day. I guess they mean the cake, which is really, you know, what a shame. The Bundt cake, nobody really thinks of the Bundt cake regularly.
I do.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Woke up this morning thinking about the Bundt cake.
Nose.
Yeah, really.
I did not. Actually, what I woke up this morning thinking, I wish I could go back to bed.
Okay.
I don't know why, but Don't Stop Believing has been stuck in my head for almost a week now.
Okay.
But the problem is, I don't know the words. So it's like a very bad karaoke version with nobody singing.
Okay.
It's terrible.
So it's the music that's in your head and not the words?
It's like, down, 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 down.
Okay.
Exactly. Wow. Except for, of course, the Don't Stop Believe. Yeah.
Which is the only part you knew, right?
Yeah, it's the only part.
Okay, it's also Useless Stuff Day, which is, okay.
Useless stuff?
Use less stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but you could put it together and it'd be useless stuff. All right, what do we got for birthdays? Now, see, I knew you were doing that. I knew you were going to go find
it. I didn't find it.
I know.
That's Kevin.
He's doing that for you, just so you can continue to have that little...
Yeah, I'm trying to create a bigger earworm.
That's
if
it.
I could only learn the last words of the song, then I could just sing the end, and then it would be done.
Well, we could print the lyrics for you if you wanted to do that. Is that Steve Perry? Is that right?
Yes, this one is Steve Perry, but the guy they found to replace him is remarkable.
Yeah, sounds just like him, doesn't it? And he's from the Philippines?
Yes,
is that right?
That is correct.
Bizarre. Okay.
Here we go. Birthday time. Sean Murray is 35 from NCIS.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Lee Miller, Angelina's ex-husband, is 40.
That's all he's got going for him, pretty much, isn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chad Kroeger, the much maligned, but I will admit I like, Nickelback singer, is 38. Okay. He is engaged to...
I don't know. Can't help you.
Shoot. Can't remember. She's a famous singer, too.
Okay. Obviously, she's really important to you.
I don't care who she's married to. Her music's okay. I like Nickelback.
I got you.
Sydney Tamia Portier. Okay. Sydney Portier's daughter's 39. Uh-huh. Craig Shoemaker, who's the Love Master on VH1, is 50.
Oh, of course.
Kevin Eubanks, the guy from the Jay Leno show, is 55.
Used to be, I think.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Beverly D'Angelo, best known for the Vacation movies, is 61.
Uh-huh.
Frida from ABBA is 67 today.
Well, yeah, sure.
Sam Weatherston, 72.
Uh-huh.
Petula Clark.
Now, did you know that ABBA, they got their name? I just thought they were using a word from a foreign language, but really it's because their names started with those
letters.
Yeah,
it's the first initial of each one of their names.
I did not know that.
It doesn't matter. They're still just filthy rich.
Yeah.
I mean, just no matter what.
Them and IKEA.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Petula Clark is 80 today.
Wow.
One of the ugliest guys ever to be on television, Ed Asner, 83.
Yeah. Been here.
Has he really?
Yeah, he did a show here.
Like a one-man show?
He did a couple of years ago.
And yeah, definitely mm-hmm. 93 years old today. Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, he's not. He's 83, isn't he?
No, Ed Asner's 83, but yeah, definitely 93.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely Who? Definitely Judge Wapner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely Judge Wapner. Good grief. I thought you were being Rain Man.
No, yeah, he is. He's being Rain Man. Right. That's
it.
That's
never
Rain
mind,
Man
never
reference.
Never
mind. Okay. Yeah, it's still there. Okay.
You jerk.
Okay.
You've lost complete control, Scott.
I have. I noticed that. Yeah.
Oh, it's only Thursday.
Are we done?
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, no, we got more. Yapet Kodo, who's really a pretty good actor. He's 75. He used to be in a show called Homicide. Joanna Barnes, remember her from Dallas? She's 78. Bill Freeze, you know him as C.W. McCall.
No kidding.
The Convoy.
Oh,
dude.
Hang on. Let me find that one.
Oh, yeah, sure. He's 84. In fact, he also helped to form Mannheim Steamroller.
Yes, I knew that.
Yep. And a guy who... had a pretty good gig for a long, long time. No.
Oh, what is that?
That's Convoy.
Sound like a bunch of noise over there.
C.W. McCall, you're way so young you don't even know this one.
Somebody's having too much fun over in the sports studio. They need to just quit that mess.
One of the worst songs ever.
Ever, but
it was a huge hit.
That was a disc jockey back then, and it's what we call a novelty song.
Yep.
And the problem is that just about the time we get sick of it, it catches on.
Yeah.
And the people, the listeners, would forget that we hear it every time it's played. As opposed to them, they just, I turned it on, I hadn't heard it in a while, let me call up and see if he'll play it. Yeah, well, okay.
It's the dark of the moon on the 6th of June at Kenworth, Hall and Hogs.
That's it. Anyway, and finally, Sam Waterston, he's 72 years old. All right, it's 6:23.
A new foreclosure report. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a small pickup in foreclosure activity last month. RealtyTrack says the number of actions by mortgage lenders was up 3% from September's level, but activity was still down sharply from October of last year. A RealtyTrack executive says foreclosure trends are still very different from state to state. Texas Instruments will slash its payroll and discontinue the manufacture of processors for tablets and smartphones. The move by TI will put 1,700 people out of work. The company says the mobile processor business has become highly competitive. It will focus on making more profitable chips for things like cars and home appliances. The TV networks cannot blame the use of digital video recorders for a drop-off in the number of viewers tuning in during primetime. New data from Nielsen showed viewing via DVR has declined by an almost identical percentage. Stock market futures a little higher at this early hour. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I'm Dan Kelly, owner of GoTime Fitness. I'm always trying to stay top of mind with my customers, and Constant Contact has the tools to help me do that. They make it so easy. So when my daughters started a business of their own, Constant Contact was the best advice I could give them.
Dad, we're 9. It's a lemonade stand.
Never too early to start. From deals to events, social to email, Constant Contact can help you grow your business. Find the solution that's right for you at ConstantContact.com.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to come in. They always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, the new words, you might as well get used to hearing them again and again. It's balanced approach, balanced approach, balanced way. Hold the middle class hostage, balanced way. What he's saying to Republicans is, I won, you lost, get over it. But yet the House Republicans also won. Hey, give me what I want, and then I'll think about. We'll work together on a bigger deal on the things that you want. Oh, is that the way things now work in Washington? Give me everything I want. I win the debate. And by the way, for you House Republicans, maybe some of you that may be on the verge of going wobbly, just remember, as soon as he gets you to go along with what he wants on his timeline, the first thing he's going to do is make you eat it. He's going to ram it right down your throat. I can guarantee that.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The good folks at Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corporation share an anecdotal story about a company that lost a big contract and got turned down for a business loan. Now, if you're in business, this could be you. Searching for answers, they learned that before doing business with your company or loaning you money, companies, the government, banks, they often run what is called a Dun & Bradstreet credit report. Now, they didn't even know what that was, so they called Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp for a free review. Now, they learned their company did have a D&B, Dun's number, but the information in their business credit file was incomplete with a poor rating. And more importantly, they learned how to impact their D&B credit report and what it says about them. Just call Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp and tell them Sean sent you and ask for a free review. Learn what your file says about your business and, more importantly, how you can impact it. Now, the call and the information are totally free. 888-96-PROFILE. That's 888-96-PROFILE. That's 888-96-PROFILE.
Hello, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Joining me today is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater.
What's up, Coach?
You came out passing on the first play yesterday, LaBrill.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans.
That you have a howitzer for an arm?
No, man. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill do his thing while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk yahoo in an SUV doesn't blindside him on his way home.
Oh, this is pretty serious, then.
You feeling me? I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Okay, we'll be back with LaBrill right after this.
They just live there.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Pass, baby, pass. LaBrill knows you can do it.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey, good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 628. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Pretty ideal week of weather continuing. High temperature today and actually the next few days, about 65 to 67. Low temperature each night, probably in the upper 30s to right around 40. Then on Sunday, we're looking at a high temperature of 69 and up to 71 on Monday and a slight chance of showers. Winds out of the east and not very heavy, not very high. So, again, pretty nice weather. Right now, we've got humidity is 79%. The winds are calm. And here at the station, it's 38 degrees.
What are your beliefs about money? Those beliefs typically have a big impact on how much money you accumulate. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center.
A different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook, finally sharing.
We aren't making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy. At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central, Thursdays on NBC.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. Have you ever stopped and really thought about your beliefs about money?
It's important because your values and your beliefs about money shape your choices. And your choices write the story of your life and of your financial life.
Patricia Aberdeen, author of the book, Conscious Money.
Almost all of us have been brought up with what I would call limiting beliefs about money. I mean, it could be as simple as your mom saying, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. Most of us have these kinds of negative beliefs about money. So we should just pay attention to those beliefs and then think, well, what kind of beliefs would I like to have about money?
The ability to achieve financial success is thought by some people to be really a matter of luck.
But I err on the side that says we make our own luck. And the way that we make our luck is by paying attention, by being conscious about the choices that we make in our lives and in our money lives.
Patricia says even people who are not particularly interested in money should get involved in making some of their own financial decisions.
I just cringe when I hear people say, oh, I don't have to worry about that. My financial advisor does it. Or I don't have to worry about that. My husband makes those decisions. No. When it comes to money, you need to know where you are, what you think about it, what you want to be doing with it.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. I had to look it up on the internet. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A missing A&M football player has been found safe, according to A&M police. Last night, University police reported 18-year-old Thomas Johnson of Dallas had not been seen since leaving his apartment Monday evening. More details will be available later today. A pedestrian was killed last night after being struck by a truck on the feeder road of South Highway 6 near the 4200 block. Traffic was shut down for several hours. No foul play is suspected, but College Station police are continuing to investigate. Walkers interested in returning to the track at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan will have to continue using alternative locations. The Bryan School Board, which was asked earlier this month to reopen the track after the grass field was replaced with turf last summer, decided to continue public access at three other locations. Athletics Director Harry Francis says they want to protect the new surface from vandalism, accidents, and bad manners.
When it's vandalized, that's got to be a repair deal, which will probably void most warranties that will be opened up. With turf companies. Number two, gums, colored drinks, dogs, things like that that will stain the carpet and you can't fix.
Tracks are open 24/7 at Stephen F. Austin, Long, and Rayburn, where administrators were asked to find out the cost of installing lighting. The latest vehicle burglary arrest by College Station police began with an eyewitness report. Officers were told by a citizen yesterday morning they saw someone on Brentwood near Cornell. The man, who was trying to open doors of vehicles parked in front of duplexes, got into an SUV and took several items. The witness said they watched because they thought it was odd someone was walking in the street instead of on the sidewalk. Officers tracked down the owner of the SUV, confirmed the theft, and arrested a homeless man, 28-year-old Gregory Jackson, for the burglary, along with possessing drugs and drug paraphernalia. The accused gunman in a College Station robbery and aggravated kidnapping from last month is in jail. 27-year-old Jeremiah Maxey of Bryan is the sixth man arrested for planning to steal $36,000 of high-grade or hydroponic marijuana and holding the seller at gunpoint. Detectives are continuing their investigation. And Congress is back at work for a brief period before the holidays. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's disappointed in the continuation since the election of what he calls class warfare politics over the president's tax plan.
There's a study that's come out recently that says that the president's tax plan, which actually passed by the Senate last September, will cost the middle class 700,000 jobs. And what I'd like the president to do is get up and talk about which 700,000 middle-class jobs he'd like to sacrifice in a weak economy.
Flores says everyone wins by eliminating income tax deductions and growing tax revenue by creating more jobs through lower tax rates. America's security and economic relationships around the world have been rocked by the resignation of General David Petraeus. Trying to keep up with the fallout is College Station-based Homeland Security expert Dave McIntyre.
Who's going to cooperate with us when our senior people have been so irresponsible in their own private lives and made themselves, the subject of inquiry?
McIntyre, who served for 3 four-star generals, also wonders how Paula Broadwell was allowed so much personal access to the Pentagon.
You can't have just a person who's an author coming into and out of such a situation, appearing in briefings. What's her status? Does she get a seat at the table? That's a hugely disruptive factor. It sets a terrible command climate, and it raises some real internal security questions.
McIntyre says this far eclipses the infidelities of Bill Clinton because of the international security concerns. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 39 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Tonight on NBC, the Office farewell season continues with the return of the most terrifying woman ever to work at Dunder Mifflin.
Oh, God, it's Jan.
Yes, it's Jan.
Jan, it's so great to see you.
Why?
And call the Secret Service because Vice President Joe Biden is stopping by Parks and Rec.
You must be Leslie Knope.
Welcome.
My name just came out of your mouth.
All new 30 Rock, up all night, The Office and Parks and Rec, followed by Rock Center.
It all begins at 7, followed by KAG's HD News at 10.
It's a never-ending cycle. Kids being taunted for their looks, their sexual orientation, ethnicity.
I just didn't look like everybody else. I was a lot taller, a lot bigger weight-wise. I didn't dress the same.
At age 8, Heather Stevens was bullied.
It does, in fact, impact the way our students interact in school. It affects mental health.
KXHD News' Monica Castro takes you inside a girl's body image and how it affects today's youth. Friday at 5 and 10, only on KXHD News.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the very best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot treatment plan. We now offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment and check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
High pressure remains in control of our weather this morning. We'll be looking at sunshine throughout the day. A few clouds will drift by as the day goes on. Highs will be 65 to 70. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, lows close to 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night, lows 40 to 45. We'll have sunshine throughout the day on Saturday. Temperatures will continue to be 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
But somewhere freshmen have got to grow up before I turn into Mark Twain.
Coach Blair's always good for a quote.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
A&M women's basketball has started their season off with the number 9 team, the number 8 team, and coming up this weekend, the number 2 team in the country, and they're having a little trouble. We'll get with that here in just a minute. High school playoffs tonight as well, and we've got Cy Young Award winners here in about 12 minutes with sports.
But there you go. You know, you learn a little something playing those teams.
And, yeah.
that you're not winning.
Well, when you have a young squad, you talk about trial by fire.
Sure. Yeah. That's
I'm
it.
Still smiling that Coach Blair did a Mark Twain reference.
Oh, no. Listen, you'll find him to be, when you get a chance to meet him, you'll find him to be different probably than any coach you've ever experienced. He's
He is really something.
To say that he is engaging would be a gross understatement.
Okay, now, Kevin, I want you to take a blank piece of paper, and if you've got a red magic marker in there, I want you to write the number 3.
Does black count?
Can I use a black magic marker? Right, put the number 3, and then to the right of that, the number 9. And I just want you to leave it in there. And if Newsgirl says it's 72 again, I want you to just take that in there and pin it on her computer screen.
Don't be a jerk. I've fixed the problem. It's actually 38 degrees.
Oh, okay. All right.
So there. Smarty pants.
Yes.
Do I need to change it?
No, it's okay. I don't know. It'll just be a trial by fire at 7 o'clock. We'll see what happens.
All right. I've got 38 written down.
Yeah, okay, there we go. All right. Hope that
works
out.
It's like a bowling score.
What, 39? It's a bowling.
Wow. You're really good at it.
Yeah.
Then.
You've mastered that one, right?
Now, boys.
Anyway, I don't even want to talk about the Petraeus thing because, and again, I'm glad we have Dave McIntyre commenting on it because he certainly has a view based on experience being around people who have stars on their shoulders. But it is, as he says, it's a little bit weird.
We could take a break from politics and, I don't know, talk about our favorite color of rabbit. Or just anything.
Yeah.
Besides politics.
I used to have an orange rabbit.
You did?
I did.
Was that a stuffed rabbit or
no,
a real
No, it was
rabbit?
A live rabbit. Yeah.
They have orange rabbits?
Yeah, they do. They have orange rabbits. Yep. I used to keep rabbits.
Wow.
Rabbits are cool.
What breed is an orange rabbit?
It's called a something orange. I don't remember what it was.
I've never seen an orange rabbit.
And
are
I had
you
a
just...
lop-eared bunny.
Wow.
Yeah. And no, I really did. Yeah,
did you eat any of these rabbits?
No. They were all for pets, not for meat. Remember that was the first Michael Moore movie, right? It said rabbits, pets, or meat. It had a big sign.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I like eating rabbit.
I don't think we asked her, but she certainly volunteered that, didn't she? Yeah.
Just in case you were wondering.
Rabbit with, gravy on it or what?
No.
Salsa?
I had it in a, doesn't sound very yummy. Well, rabbit is, it's just yummy. I had it in soup.
Probably at 6:41, it's not yummy to a lot of people.
I mean, would eat it right now.
Would you now?
Big steaming bowl because it's 38 stinking degrees.
When's the last time you had a big steaming bowl of rabbit? Well, that's been too long.
It's been about 10 years.
Wolf brand rabbit. Been too long. Now, two Texas leaders. It'd be Rick Perry and Jump Shot Dewhurst. They endorsed a change in a state law that would require, I mean, think about this now, mandatory drug testing for some welfare recipients and people receiving unemployment assistance. How do you feel about that? I mean, there's one opinion because I got an open microphone. You know, it's one of those deals if you ain't done nothing wrong, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But Rick and the lieutenant governor said the move would keep welfare recipients from spending money on illegal drugs instead of living expenses and would cut down on unemployment insurance costs to businesses. At least 23 other states have enacted and are considering similar changes as welfare reform has become a key issue among conservatives in cash-strapped states. I don't know if it's just conservatives who feel that way. I think there's some moderates who probably feel that way, too. Because if you see people abusing the system and they're using drugs and taking state money, a lot of people are not going to be happy about that. You don't have to be a conservative to not be happy about
no,
that.
No, sir.
Because we're paying taxes and it's going there. So we'll see how all that works out. In Florida, Republican Governor Rick Scott had championed a law that required welfare applicants to pay for and pass a drug test from July through October of last year, when a federal judge temporarily halted it. About 2.5% of the 4,000 applicants who were tested positive. Nearly 2,500 people refused to take the test for reasons that weren't clear. Now, if you remember, that's garnered a phone call. Hello?
If I got to take a drug test to be employed and get the money for that?
Yeah, yep, that's fair. That's right. Think about the things that you do have to take a drug test for. We had them taking drug tests to play high school football, for goodness sake.
Yep.
So now, if you remember, back when he was looking to run for president, Rick Perry talked about, he reminded people that you know, we from the Lone Star State could secede from the Union and just go do our own thing, get on down the road, so to speak.
I do actually have a beef. I was so disappointed. 2 days ago, I looked up the law to see if we really could secede, and I don't think it's true.
Well, you know,
we can break up into five states.
Right. Right.
But I don't, I mean, not that
no,
being
the, the secession clause was taken out when we came back to the Union originally.
Hello.
Hey, if you be a little further down though, Scott, he says they'll offer treatment programs.
Well, okay. Very good. Thank you for telling me that. Okay. So he'll offer treatment programs. That's Perry will for people who are on drugs. And that's good too. Because, you know, every place on the lottery ticket, it says if you have a gambling problem. So why not? I guess we're going to help him out with that, right? All right. So anyway, so to go back to this thing. So now, it appears that the governor, as he prepares for his run for 2016 for the White House, and believe me, he's going to.
Well, didn't you say he was already in Ohio?
Yeah, he's in Iowa. He's in Iowa a couple of weeks ago. So anyway, he's back down now. He's dismissed the new online petition proposing that Texas get out. He said, people, quote, people are free to do whatever people want to do, end quote. Do we need to chisel that in stone somewhere? People are free to do whatever people want to do. See, we got 100,000 people who've signed up. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's up to 100K now.
Wow. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, there are a lot of people. I mean, you want to start pushing our independence button. We'll get all over that.
Well, my thought is whether or not Texas can legally secede from the Union, has it ever stopped anyone that wanted to secede from seceding, whether or not they were able to?
Yeah, and again, the thing is, this is just a petition, and, you know, the president have to, they're not going to do it. Anyway, Perry highlighted his frustrations with the way Washington was doing business back when he was running for president. So anyhow, we'll see how all that goes. There apparently are going to be a lot of books that are going to be coming out about generals. Are you shocked about that? Yeah, hello.
Yeah, we can secede if we want to. It just may not be all that easy.
Yeah. Oh, is that okay? Well, again, I'm not sure. I don't figure we will, but
try and try again once you will secede.
Yeah, oh, very nice. There is one real quick just angle on this whole Petraeus thing. Let's go back to World War II. Because here's the deal. I mean, it was pretty well known that Dwight Eisenhower was carrying on with his British driver. Her name was Kay Summersby. And nobody told him, okay, you can't head up the D-Day invasion because you've got yourself a girlfriend. So I don't know, and I'm not trying to defend that action. That's not a good thing at all. But I'm saying it was an open secret when Dwight Eisenhower was the supreme commander in Europe. And now David Petraeus, doing the same thing, is forced to resign. And so were we wrong in looking the other way when Dwight Eisenhower was doing that? Or were we right to do that because of his ability and we didn't have anybody else to run the D-Day thing?
They did that through the entire Kennedy administration.
Sure, exactly. You know, have our standards changed. And again, not in any way to support the activity. Not in any way to support it.
My thought as a woman is the moral from all of these stories is never marry a politician.
Or a general?
Don't marry a man who lies.
Ah, well, that's true, too. All right, it's 6:47.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 17th, it's all you wanted to know about spray rigs and more. When it comes to sprayers, this class covers it all. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Estimating the dollar value of a shade tree in your landscape is a job that's best left to certified arborists. They are, after all, the people who work with trees for a living. However, there are some general considerations that form the framework of their calculations, and those are simple enough for us, even mere mortals, to understand. This is a good time to plant new shade trees in your landscape. Let's take a look at how trees are compared and evaluated, assigning values to shade trees right after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning best regional gardening magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If you're trying to figure out how much a tree is worth or what the most valuable shade trees are, the tree's species is a good place to start. Fact is, it's really the only place to start. If you begin with a loser type of a shade tree, it will have no chance of getting any better. Start with junk, you're going to end up with junk. But you're probably asking yourself, what constitutes a superior shade tree? What are the attributes that need to show up on the ledger? And here's our list. First, beauty. Tree's going to be an integral part of your landscape. You can plant a lovely tree species, or you can plant one that's ugly from birth. You might as well go with a good-looking type. Consider its growth form, any seasonal color, its overall texture. It's probably better to have a tree that looks good all 52 weeks out of the year instead of a type that's gorgeous 1 or 2 weeks and sorry dog the rest of the time. Then there's longevity. You want a shade tree that will be with you for decades. This isn't an annual flower garden that you're planting. It should be the most permanent part of your landscape design. This is where most of the fast-growing shade trees drop down on the lists. Their life expectancies are 10 or 15 or 25 years, and wise gardeners soon decide that's not acceptable. If you're in doubt, ask your local Texas certified nursery professional, how long can I expect this tree to live in my landscape? Don't settle for the short timers. Then you have site adaptability. Trees that aren't suited to an area's soils and climate get scored down in professionals' evaluations. As great as they may be in another set of soils or weather, if the tree species will eventually struggle in your yard, it's not worth having. Durability. This bridges somewhat into the last couple of considerations. In this case, we're talking about the tree's ability to fend off insects and diseases. Now, you have a lot of problems that show up in Texas, and if you have a tree that has very few problems, you're all set. A tree's placement in your landscape also does a lot toward determining the value. If it's positioned in an aesthetically pleasing place, that adds actual points to the value total. If it's just blocking a view, then that's not good. Condition of the tree is a critical consideration. If it's healthy and vigorous, it scores a lot higher. If it's weak and failing, not so good. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll have tips to help you tidy up your landscape in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52, and it's 39 degrees. Just want to pass that along. Texas A&M police say it is a good day indeed. They say freshman wide receiver Thomas Johnson has been found. The department says the 18-year-old was last seen leaving his residence in College Station Monday around 5 p.m. He was found sometime overnight, and we'll have more details as they become available. The high school playoffs are cranking up tonight, and here is Zach Taylor with the rundown.
The Navasota Rattlers will attempt to take their first step towards the state title tonight when they take on the Cougars of China Spring and Bryan. The Rattlers are ranked number one in the state in Class 3A and were 10-0 on the year, taking the district championship in 18-3A. China Spring, on the other hand, ended their season at 6-4, but Coach Lee Fedora knows that there's more to the Cougars than what's on paper.
The one thing I'll say is very well-coached team. They're going to have kids that get out there that are very disciplined, and they're going to play smart football. So, you know, when you look at their record, that's one of the things I feel like is a little deceiving, because, you know, all their games have been close in their losses, and they're not going to be a team that if you get up on, they're going to let down. They're going to continue to fight for four quarters.
Kickoff is set for tonight at 7 at Merrill Green Stadium. You can catch the pregame show and all the action starting at 6:30 on Navasota News 1550. And that has been your high school football report on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
To get all your high school football information, you can find it online at brazosfootball.com. Just got word from A&M yesterday. As a matter of fact, the Sam Houston game, of course, was sold out. So is Missouri. Game can be heard right here on 1620 WTAW, and it is a pay-per-view game only. Oh, by the way, A&M basketball, the ladies are off to a bit of a shaky start, falling to 0-2 on their loss to number 8 Penn last night, 63-58. They were up 56-51 with 6:24 left. Penn went on a 12-2 spurt, and here's Coach Blair on the youth of his team.
Think of the baseline jumpers that they hit under pressure that we didn't hit in the second half. We had some great shots by Walker and Scott over there, and they hadn't hit it. Remember, she didn't play at all last year, so right now she hadn't scored a basket in two ball games, but she's going to come around. So basically, she's a freshman. But somewhere freshmen have got to grow up before I turn into Mark Twain.
Up next for the ladies, the number two team in the country, UConn, is at Reed on Sunday at 1:30. The men play tonight against Prairie View A&M, Reed Arena, 7 o'clock, and you can hear all the action live here on WTAW. Tampa Bay's David Price and R.A. Dickey of the New York Mets, a pair of 20-game winners for non-division winning teams, are this year's Cy Young Award winners. The AL Award, Price posted a 20-5 mark with 205 strikeouts, while Dickey, the NL winner, went 20-6 with 230 strikeouts for the lowly Mets. James Hayden scored 30 points, Omar Askett scored 15 and had 12 rebounds, and the Houston Rockets held off the New Orleans Hornets 100-96. Chris Kamen scored 23 points and had 8 rebounds in only his second start for the Mavericks, who held on to beat the Washington Wizards 107-101. And finally, the Big 12 says it will issue Texas Tech coach Tommy Tuberville a public reprimand for his outburst at a graduate assistant during last week's double overtime win over Kansas. A letter will also be sent to the school. Tuberville said he has apologized to Kevin Oliver, whose headset and cap were knocked off when the coach pulled on Oliver's headset. That's the way it was written. What actually happened is he slapped it off his head. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, I tried to punch that button and it didn't work. You know, but to go back to the Tuberville thing again, it's kind of stunning when you see it. And I guess what that is maybe the interaction that he has with his staff that's behind closed doors that you don't see. And when it's out there in the public, it makes people
entirely
feel
possible
a little uncomfortable. And because, you know, everybody's supposed to be a nice guy. And when you find out that they're not necessarily, and Woody Hayes punching the Clemson player.
Well, let me make clear this up, too. He never actually hit the guy. No. He hit the brim of his cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. And his headphones came off. And so that's how you saw that. But, yeah, he was obviously frustrated over the situation. But still, always remember, there are probably cameras watching you.
Right? Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see freedomroofproject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly, whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle. Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call. Either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business.
DAW College Station,
Fox
Bryan.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Why did Mitt Romney lose? The Republican thinks he knows. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
In a recent conference call, Romney told big donors it's a proven political strategy.
You have a bunch of money from the government to a group, and guess what? They'll vote for you.
Which, he says in audio obtained by ABC, is what President Obama did with his core supporters. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal calls Romney's claim absolutely wrong.
We have...
I'm at...
Rich, three congressional committees will hold hearings today on the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya.
We got to get to the bottom of it. And there needs to be accountability.
President Obama also says he does not have evidence national security was compromised by the affair that cost CIA Director David Petraeus his job. Petraeus will talk to lawmakers about Libya tomorrow. Rockets, missiles, and tears in Gaza as the Israeli and Palestinian fighting gets even deadlier. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live on the Israeli-Gaza border.
More rockets continue to be fired from Gaza into southern Israel. The Israeli Defense Force says 235 since yesterday. Three Israelis have been killed and a number wounded. Meanwhile, Israel continues to strike the Gaza Strip. 13 Palestinians killed, a number of them civilians. Elsewhere in the region, Israel is being condemned by Iran and Syria. In Turkey, thousands are out protesting, and Egypt says it's standing by the Palestinian people. Dave?
Emily, BP is now in advanced talks with U.S. government to settle claims, some of them criminal, related to the 2010 gusher in the Gulf, an 87-day spill of about 200 million gallons of oil. Do you like to take a shot of the five-hour energy drink? Be careful. The FDA is investigating 13 deaths over the last 4 years and dozens more adverse reactions possibly linked to the energy booster, but the drink's maker says nothing's been proven. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-581-9496. 1-800-581-9496.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight. You can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You. 492-1900.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The used car market is hot right now, and that's why Allen Honda wants your car regardless of year, make, or model. And it doesn't matter if you're buying one of their cars or not, they want your car. Of course, their feelings wouldn't be hurt if you bought a car from Allen Honda. But regardless, Allen Honda has a huge demand for used cars. So take your car, truck, motorcycle, or SUV today to Allen Honda at Southwest Parkway and Highway 6 and just see what they have to offer. No pressure, no hype, and a great buying or selling experience. Allen Honda has your Honda. 979-696-2424.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Texas A&M police confirmed that an A&M football player missing since Monday has been found safe. More details to come later today. University police reported last night that freshman Thomas Johnson of Dallas was last seen leaving his apartment. Investigators were told the 18-year-old may have returned home to visit family and friends. Last night around 10:30, traffic was diverted for several hours from the 4600 block of South Highway 6. College Station police responded to an accident report, which turned out to be a pedestrian struck and killed by a truck heading northbound on the feeder road. The event is still under investigation. College Station-based Homeland Security expert Dave McIntyre has more than 30 years of military experience. He's amazed at the growing fallout of General David Petraeus' resignation at the CIA.
This is just bizarre. I mean, this has pieces of an alien movie to it. I mean, this doesn't sound political or military. Just trying to lay out what we know and the connections is a full-time task anymore.
McIntyre is also following emails involving General John Allen, who replaced Petraeus as the leader of international forces in Afghanistan.
And, you know, he's a Southern gentleman, and so he frequently uses terms in corresponding with women like sweetheart. This is the guy who's commanding the war in Afghanistan and is emailing back and forth personally to a woman in Florida and using the term sweetheart. It just boggles the mind.
McIntyre also says there's a parallel to Watergate because of the cover-up that followed a relatively small crime. 2 weeks have passed since President Obama was reelected. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says Obama continues to play politics with the budget.
He's almost like trying to put a stick in the eye of the people that didn't vote for him. And I just feel like he's headed the wrong direction on this. There's a way for everybody to win here. By having lower tax rates and at the same time wiping out a lot of the deductions so that you have a broader base and putting more people to work so that you have more people getting bigger paychecks and able to pay more in taxes.
Flores says Obama's plan will cost the middle class 700,000 jobs, and he wants to hear the president say which jobs he wants eliminated. An observant citizen who thought it was odd someone was walking in the street instead of on the sidewalk results in another burglary arrest. College Station police yesterday morning responded to a witness report of someone trying to open the doors of several vehicles parked in front of duplexes along Brentwood near Cornell. 28-year-old Gregory Jackson was stopped and caught with several items taken from an SUV. Jackson, who says he is homeless, was also arrested for possessing drugs and drug paraphernalia. College Station police have made a sixth arrest for an aggravated kidnapping and robbery case that took place a month ago. Detectives learned the accused planned to steal 12 pounds of hydroponic or high-grade marijuana, valued by the sellers at $36,000. 27-year-old Jeremiah Maxey of Bryan, who was arrested Tuesday, is accused of being the gunman. The investigation continues. And last summer, the track at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan was closed to the public. At the time, it was to replace the natural grass field with synthetic turf. Earlier this month, the Bryan School Board decided to continue public access to tracks at Rayburn, Long, and Stephen F. Austin schools. Superintendent Tommy Wallace noted vandalism problems since the new surfaces were installed at the football stadium and Rudder High.
Coach Brandon shared today that we have had some people that have relieved themselves in our stadium, grown-ups. And, you know, if you do that on grass turf, that's I guess that's great fertilizer, but not on turf and not on a new track.
Board members asked administrators to determine the cost of lighting the track at Rayburn. WTOW News Time is 7:10. It's 38 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, gift wrapping. The holiday season is coming and there is so much to do. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and you'll have a clean home and more time for you. Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. Call now and check off one more job on that to-do list. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Hey, there you go, 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information and services, maybe samples. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure remains in control of our weather this morning. We'll be looking at sunshine throughout the day. A few clouds will drift by as the day goes on. Highs will be 65 to 70. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, lows close to 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night, lows 40 to 45. We'll have sunshine throughout the day on Saturday. Temperatures will continue to be 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up, let me see, we've got A&M Women's Basketball. They're off to a bit of a shaky start. We've also got information about the Brazos Valley Bowl coming up in just a little bit, too. And how about the Cy Young Awards? We'll cover that as well.
Oh, all right. You know, we got that story about people who are using the track over there at Merrill Green Stadium. Put in that track, got that artificial turf and all that. And people apparently exercising and answering the call of nature. Really?
Yeah, that's just, people are so nuts.
That's kind of, that makes you want to have a BB gun. You know what I'm saying? Just really. Just want to go ahead and just hit them with a little BB right there, just to remind them. What do you think you're doing? I mean, we just can't have nice things.
Thanks, Dad.
Anyway, so apparently we can only let people safely walk around tracks where there's grass inside the track.
I know, it made me not want to lay down in the grass anywhere ever again.
Anywhere? I mean, you know, it's safe in your own backyard, right?
Well yeah.
She's got cats, maybe not.
Well, yeah.
I don't have a backyard. Thank you for bringing up such a painful subject.
All right, there. Get a hammock then. But I'm just saying. Come on. Really?
But I might have a backyard.
Do other schools with artificial turf have this problem? I mean, this is a widespread problem.
I don't know.
And it probably is. I can't imagine that Bryan, Texas is
the only place they poo on the field.
Okay. I didn't know that we were going that far into detail. But
well, hey, you're the one.
I know. I got it started. Yeah, I know.
It depended on what team it was. It'd be a crappy season.
So then, thank you. All right. So now, Nancy Pelosi has decided she's gonna run for the minority leader of the House again.
Oh, goody.
All right. Now it's kind of interesting because Luke Russert, that's Tim's little boy,
mm-hmm.
who works for NBC. Well, he asked a question yesterday because Nancy is 72, okay?
Okay.
And he was pretty much, you know, he said, quote, some of your colleagues privately say that your decision to stay on prohibits the party from having a younger leadership and hurts the party in the long term. What's your response? Well, she's standing up there with a bunch of women. They all start booing. Goodness. And she says, next, and just kind of, you know, says no.
That was a legitimate question, though.
And it was. And she said, oh, you've always asked that question, except to Mitch McConnell, who's the Senate Minority Leader, and he's 70. But Russert continued to press. He said, no, excuse me, you, Mr. Hoyer, and Mr. Clyburn, you're all over 70. Is your decision to stay on prohibiting younger members from moving forward? Pretty good. I think that's a question a lot of people would ask. He happens to ask it of her, but it could be asked of both genders.
Sure.
I mean, and her answer was, let's for a moment honor it as a legitimate question, although it's quite offensive, but you don't realize that, I guess. Oops, taking a swing at him.
Right.
The answer is no. Basically, she summed up the idea, taking herself as an example, saying she waited until her youngest child was ready to enter college before she went for a leadership role. So that basically puts women behind guys because guys get elected to the House maybe in their 30s.
So she's a sexist, saying that if a guy's 70, he's old, but a girl's not?
Yeah, turns it around. Later on, Russert followed up with a tweet, though, on his own defense, and he said, while Pelosi laughed off my question as ageist, many House Democrats will privately gripe that it hurts the caucus that all three leaders are 70-plus. Now, what's interesting is the U.S. Constitution has age requirements for when you can start running for elective office on the federal level. Why don't we introduce something that says it's time to leave?
Well, because what if we actually get somebody that's good?
which would infer that we don't have anybody who's any good. But no, the deal is, though, I mean,
that was funny.
It is. Let's look. We got John McCain. He ran for president when he was like 97, right?
He's not 97.
Okay. Anyway, all right. But
he just looks like it.
We had Robert Byrd. We had Strom Thurmond was 100 while he was in the Senate, right?
True.
I mean, crazy. That's crazy. Did you know that the word Senate comes from senex, the Latin, which means
senile,
old man?
Oh, there you go.
It means old, and senile comes from old man. So where's what? We're supposed to have old people in there?
So wait a second. Is this the Senate show then?
Well, What do you mean?
I mean.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, go sit down. Took me a minute to catch that. Young whippersnapper from Grimes County takes a shot at the old guy. Okay. Anyway.
That's what I'm paid to do.
Yeah. Old guys? Or was it old guys? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I don't know.
But I'm just saying. I mean.
An in-betweeny.
Yeah, a tweener. Is that the way that the Democrats do feel? Is that, you know, you got a bunch of old people who are clogging up the works up there at the top, and you can't move up. So, just saying.
That's interesting.
And, you know,
sure.
From watching that video this morning, Nancy's had some work done. I'm just saying.
You okay? Think?
Yeah.
Well, she's not a Buick, Scott.
She could bounce a quarter off her face.
Yeah. I mean, she hadn't got a wrinkle in her forehead. Again, I've always thought that the needle went too deep in the Botox with her. But anyway, no winner in last night's lottery, by the way. The Powerball is worth $214 million now. Cash value is only $143.
Only.
Yeah. And don't worry, you know, even though the chances of winning are only $175.2 million to one, all it takes is one ticket. So see how that works out. Drivers in San Francisco in the Bay Area will now become the first motorists in the nation to, like, fill their gas tanks with algae biofuel.
What?
Algae biofuel. Yeah. It's called biodiesel. Well, you got to have a diesel, I guess. B20.
So I guess it's really green energy.
Yes, it is. Went on sale this week at gas stations in Berkeley, Oakland, Redwood City, and San Jose as part of a month-long pilot project. It's made of 20% algae and 80% petroleum. So you're going to have, like, green stuff hanging out of your tailpipe, you know, from the algae.
I wonder how the smoke smells.
I'm not sure. Advocates say it's the first wave of clean fuel to hit the marketplace. Sold for about $4.25 a gallon at Redwood City, about the same as the average price of diesel fuel in California. They're paying $4.25 a gallon for diesel there.
Okay. That's why I love Texas.
Why?
Because
it ain't that good.
Have to pay so much.
Yeah, it ain't that close. I mean, we're not that far away. But
about a dollar.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's still a dollar.
Yeah, I understand.
And it's still Texas.
It is different. Well, that's the most important thing. Texas Instruments, I guess you heard that. They're going to lay off 1,700 workers. That was in the news this
morning. They do that about every 10 years.
Well, it's interesting. They do it right at the end of the year, too. Is that before Christmas bonuses? Just saying.
Or before they have to start paying insurance stuff.
True, right. Saying that people are just not buying as many calculators as they used to. That's what they're saying. We got this thing called a computer.
You're kidding, right?
Well, cell phones.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
Cell phone.
Yeah. There's any number of. Yeah. Why we don't have as many phone books either. Right. Anyway. Hey, big recall from Toyota. If you've got a Toyota, just go to their website. They've done an excellent job of letting you know. But it's big. It's 2.7 million more vehicles worldwide. So, I mean, that's a lot. So you need to go have a look at that. And rather than just go through the list of what they are, go to Toyota's website /recall, and they've got all that stuff. Facebook has just added a new search tool. Have you seen that? For jobs. For jobs. Yep. Facebook is going to do something for jobs.
Well, and they just added a couples page, whether you want one or not.
What?
There's a couples page. If you mark in your Facebook, I just read this morning, if you mark in your Facebook status that you're in a relationship with this person,
yeah,
and this person marks that they're in a relationship with you, Facebook automatically creates a couples page for you, well, whether you want one or not.
Is that just the same, though, as the, I know friendships, you can see like how you're related in your friendships with other people? Is that the same?
It creates a whole nother page.
Here, I'm logging in. I don't believe all this.
Well, why? Well, but if you're not in a relationship, it's not going to matter. Oh, you're going to go find somebody. You're going to go find somebody who's in a relationship. Is that it? And
if you're in a relationship, she's going to find it that way.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Is if you go in there and you look up, I didn't say
I was going to look for myself.
No.
That would be a fruitless endeavor.
So why do they do that? What if they're trying to
take over our lives?
Kat, go to facebook.com/us.
There you go. All right.
Well,
go do that if you want to. Instead, or. You can go sit in front of the movie theater tonight because, you know, the Twilight Saga thing is happening. Opens tonight at 10 o'clock.
Oh, I want to sit between two crying sixth grade girls.
Have you talked to Frito about this or Tucker down at...
Only a little bit.
Candy, because, I mean, this is a big deal, apparently.
They got 10,000 texts in an hour to win tickets for that movie.
Is that right? Well, is it the marathon that they got them for?
It may be the marathon.
How many people are allowing their children to go see that tonight? Blowing off school. It's okay. You don't have to go to school tomorrow because you can go to the movie that starts at 10 o'clock tonight.
Because it won't be there on Sunday.
Yeah.
All I know is...
Yeah, no, it'll be just gone, right? It's just there for a day. That's it. All you know is what?
I would have chosen Jacob, not Edward. Edward looks like a girl.
Your team, Jacob?
I'll go for the werewolf.
Okay. All right.
This is all completely lost on you, isn't it?
I have no idea. I mean, I know a little bit about it, but not very much. Yeah, that's...
You know all you need to know right now, I promise.
Okay, it's 7:23. First football came under fire for harming players' brains. Now soccer getting the same treatment. New study finds soccer players who repeatedly engage in heading the ball, hitting it with their heads, may suffer brain damage.
Well,
but it looks really cool doing it.
And it's a choice they made themselves.
Yeah.
Why are we just addicted to blaming everyone else? Well, why can't we own up to anything?
Researchers looked at brain scans of 12 professional soccer players, found damage resembling that of patients suffering from mild traumatic brain injuries.
I played soccer and football. It explains everything.
No.
Don't ask him to do any equations in his head.
No, sir.
Those soccer players have been found to be at a lower risk for suffering concussions in general when compared to other athletes. 40% of the concussions in soccer occur when players collide. See, let me repeat that. 40% of the collision, the concussions, happen in soccer because players collide.
Yeah, they go up and instead of, you know, butting the ball, they hit right. each other's heads.
Yes.
You see it all the time.
13% as a result of the heading thing. The study could be important then because it focused on subconcussive injuries. Okay, there you go. Before long, you won't be able to make a fist. Because they'll say if you make a fist, it's going to, like, hurt you some way.
Yep.
Man.
Won't be able to do that.
Everything causes cancer and, concussions.
If I ever have children, we're moving to the jungle.
Yeah.
We're going to play with sticks and rocks.
No, you can't because then you'll hit the rock with a stick.
That's why I'm moving to the jungle. Nobody's going to know. I'm going to play with rocks all I want.
But it'll cause some sort of concussive injury in your arm.
I'm not going to raise weenies. I'm going to raise triumph.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
The philosophy here, we want you to come back, and we're going to do everything we can in such a way that it won't be an issue. You will come back. I've dealt with them. I've had service done, and they stand very tall in that area. And that'd be a big factor in me in buying a vehicle. Before you pull the trigger, you owe it to yourself to come take a look and see what kind of deal you can make with these people.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Hey, it's that time of year. Christmas at the Creek is coming up. City of College Station is continuing the new holiday tradition that's called Christmas at the Creek. It'll be at the Wolf Pen Creek Park. Four family-friendly evenings of holiday fun and entertainment, featured attractions or stage performances. They've got a Christmas musical, gospel groups, even a night for you and your pet to enjoy holiday movies. Now, it's going to be November the 30th and December 1st, and then December 7th and December 8th, so those Fridays and Saturdays. Free admission, free parking at Post Oak Mall. They'll do a hayride drop-off and pick-up at Post Oak Mall in the Arts Center, and also that's over on Colgate, right by the entrance to Wolf Pen Creek. And also, you got a lot more information if you'll just go to the website, which is cxtx.gov/Christmas. You can find out about that, or you can give them a phone call if you want to. It's 764-3486. They've got live nativity, hay rides, the petting zoo, live entertainment. Chef Tay is going to be there. Also, Southern Comfort Road Trip and Cake Junkie Mobile Food. So lots of good stuff going on right there. If you want some more information, then go to the website. But it's the new tradition that continues, the holiday tradition. It's Christmas at the Creek at Wolf Bend Creek. Here's a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY. About 65 for a high temperature today. Actually, this is going to carry all the way through Monday. It'll gradually warm up each day. By the time we get to Monday, we'll be looking at 71 for a high. Low each night, probably around anywhere from 38 to 42. And then gets warmer as we get on toward early next week for the lows, but just all in all, very pleasant. Just get a little rain, be ideal weather. Right now, the winds are calm, 79% relative humidity, and we've got 40 degrees out there.
I'm Dave Ferguson with Mack Bolton Steel here in Bryan, and I stopped smoking with hypnosis. No, not the parlor trick where you bark like a dog, but the real clinical deal with Robin Roberts. I told her I'd heard no matter the method, you had to really want to quit, and I'd tried many times over the years, but after 30 years, and with the rising cost and cancer and heart disease in my family, I should at least try. December 19th, 2012 will be 2.5 years since I last smoked. It paid for itself in the first month, and I've made $4,000 since. Call her at 739-7143. She can really help you help yourself.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hostess Brands Incorporated, makers of Wonder Bread, Ding Dongs, and Twinkies, closing three bakeries in response to a nationwide strike by its Baker's Union. Over 30% of Hostess workers decided to walk off the job. The message to 627 workers in Seattle, St. Louis, and Cincinnati was, ding dong, your jobs are gone. Hostess CEO Gregory Rayburn pulled no punches. He said that while the company deeply regretted closing the plants, the union had been warned repeatedly there'd be closures if the company couldn't produce and deliver products because of a work stoppage. Get this. He told the union, we will close the entire company if widespread strikes cripple our business. So the union went on strike because the company wanted wage and benefits concessions in order to help it emerge from Chapter 11. This is the second time in the last 10 years that Hostess has had to reorganize under bankruptcy protection. This time, they cite increasing pension and medical costs for their employees, a key reason. Now, labor costs are one concern. The company is also facing increased competition in the snack food sector at a time when there's no shortage of liberals demonizing snack foods on a regular basis. So if the union continues their strike despite the repeated warnings, and now plant closures, the days of Twinkies and Ding Dongs may be just another memory of an era gone by. Can you imagine no Ding Dongs?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Guys, remember when you could work all day, play all night, and romance was electrifying? And then you got older, tireder, and your waistline got bigger. What's happened? Simple. You're losing testosterone. Well, get it back safely, naturally, and inexpensively with Andro 400. Listen to what Don from Greenville, South Carolina says.
I am only 10 weeks into taking Andro 400, and I have lost 12 pounds and 3 inches from my waist. My energy level has increased and my appetite has decreased, and all this without additional exercise. Normally, I'd scoff at radio and TV ads promising results like this, but in this case, my results have far exceeded my expectations.
Experience all the benefits of increased testosterone the safe and natural way with Andro 400. Go to andro400.com today and get our best offer of the year, up to 40% off. Go now, andro400.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTW News Time is 7:32. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A missing A&M football player has been found safe, according to A&M police. Last night, university police reported 18-year-old Thomas Johnson of Dallas had not been seen since leaving his apartment Monday evening. More details will be available later today. A pedestrian was killed last night after being struck by a truck on the feeder road of South Highway 6 near the 4200 block. Traffic was shut down for several hours. No foul play is suspected, but College Station police are continuing to investigate. Walkers interested in returning to the track at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan will have to continue using alternative locations. The Bryan School Board, which was asked earlier this month to reopen the track after the grass field was replaced with turf last summer, decided to continue public access at three other locations. Athletics Director Harry Francis says they want to protect the new surface from vandalism, accidents, and bad manners.
When it's vandalized, that's got to be a repair deal, which will probably void most warranties that we opened up with turf companies. Number two, gums, colored drinks, dogs, things like that that will stain the carpet and you can't fix.
Tracks are open 24/7 at Stephen F. Austin, Long, and Rayburn, where administrators were asked to find out the cost of installing lighting. The latest vehicle burglary arrest by College Station police began with an eyewitness report. Officers were told by a citizen yesterday morning they saw someone on Brentwood near Cornell. The man, who was trying to open doors of vehicles parked in front of duplexes, got into an SUV and took several items. The witness said they watched because they thought it was odd someone was walking in the street instead of on the sidewalk. Officers tracked down the owner of the SUV, confirmed the theft, and arrested a homeless man, 28-year-old Gregory Jackson, for the burglary, along with possessing drugs and drug paraphernalia. The accused gunman in a College Station robbery and aggravated kidnapping from last month is now in jail. 27-year-old Jeremiah Maxey O'Brien is the sixth man arrested for planning to steal $36,000 of high-grade or hydroponic marijuana and holding the seller at gunpoint. Detectives are continuing their investigation. And Congress is back at work for a brief period before the holidays. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's disappointed in the continuation since the election of what he calls class warfare politics over the president's tax plan.
There's a study that's come out recently that says that the president's tax plan, which actually passed by the Senate last September, will cost the middle class 700,000 jobs. And what I'd like the president to do is get up and talk about which 700,000 middle-class jobs he'd like to sacrifice in a weak economy.
Flores says everyone wins by eliminating income tax deductions and growing tax revenue by creating more jobs through lower tax rates. America's security and economic relationships around the world have been rocked by the resignation of General David Petraeus. Trying to keep up with the fallout is College Station-based Homeland Security expert Dave McIntyre.
Who's going to cooperate with us when our senior people have been so irresponsible in their own private lives and made themselves, the subject of inquiry?
McIntyre, who served for three four-star generals, also wonders how Paula Broadwell was allowed so much personal access to the Pentagon.
You can't have just a person who's an author coming into and out of such a situation, appearing in briefings. What's her status? Does she get a seat at the table? That's a hugely disruptive factor. It sets a terrible command climate, and it raises some real internal security questions.
McIntyre says this far eclipses the infidelities of Bill Clinton because of the international security concerns. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 43 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
You appear to be coming up short on holiday support. Do tell.
It's the holidays, and I'm more booked than a library. I'm so stressed my calendar needs a personal assistant.
Relax, Miss Audrey Hartburn. For Specs Gourmet Party Trays, raise the bar on raising the roof. With 23 delicious trays featuring heaping portions of everything from chicken wings to caviar. And the experts at Specs will pair your platter with the perfect wine.
How goes your holiday Hindenburg now?
With Spec's supersized selection and wall-to-wall savings, I've even managed to make time for myself. And by myself, I mean the 6-cheese party tray and a phenomenal red wine.
You certainly put the 10 in itinerary. And with Spec's lower prices, you'll save enough to create your very own holiday, known as Spa-Holiday. You're welcome. Spec's Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let TuVideo preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. TuVideo is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at TuVideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TuVideo help preserve them.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure remains in control of our weather this morning. We'll be looking at sunshine throughout the day. A few clouds will drift by as the day goes on. Highs will be 65 to 70. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, lows close to 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night, lows 40 to 45. We'll have sunshine throughout the day on Saturday. Temperatures will continue to be 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
But somewhere freshmen have got to grow up before I turn into Mark Twain.
That's Coach Blair on a shaky start by the A&M women's basketball team. We'll have more of that for you. There is a bowl coming to Aggieland. Not that we'll involve A&M, but other teams. We'll share that with you as well. Plus, we've got high school football cranking up, and we'll share that coming up here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. So, obviously, a couple of times today, Kat has explained to us that she's single.
Well, actually, it was sort of rooted out of me.
Oh, okay.
Let's just be honest.
We had a gun to your head? Okay, so did you go look up somebody who's in a relationship, and does Facebook have a couples page for them?
You check that out? As soon as it went to commercial break, yeah. I lost interest and moved on with the rest of my job.
You know, quite often that happens to listeners in the show. As soon as they leave the car, they lose interest. I understand that. Not a problem. Well, I mean, because we've got a couple of things that could help you out, possibly, because, you know.
Oh, God. You're not giving dating tips.
No.
Oh, good
not
grief.
Yet. But people,
not yet. Nah,
People Magazine has, of course, come out with their sexiest man alive.
Oh, please.
Yeah, really. So there. So let me bounce a few of these names. Now, well, this is what they've done. They came out with, like, their top 10 or something like that. But then they named the sexiest guy from each state.
That's just stupid.
Now, see, that's an interesting idea right there, because obviously if you do a bunch of Hollywood people or whatever that have no connection back to their roots, then why would people in Montana care about who they are? But the winner was Channing Tatum, and I don't know who that is.
Neither do I.
Okay, he's an actor?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So anyway,
Does he wash dishes? Is he good with children?
No, actually, I'll tell you what. I was reading this morning that when he found out that he had won, he and his wife were washing their dogs. So that was, you know, that's kind of a real person thing. Because most of those Hollywood types probably have people for that.
That's what his people said, because they want him to sound down to earth.
Sounds like he's down to earth, when in fact he's not. So you know, I went through.
You're not saying it was like a $2 million dog specially bred.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. So what they did is they came up with people, you know, like the sexiest man from each state, so that everybody could kind of weigh into this. Because, like, now John Cusack, you told us you like him, right?
I mean, I guess I like him okay. Yeah, I don't know. I've never met the man.
Yeah, I got you. But from an acting standpoint, so he's supposedly the sexiest guy from Illinois, okay? And, yeah, right, whatever. Anyway, so the sexiest guy from Texas is a guy named Matt Bomer. Is that right? B-O-M-E-R? Do you know who he is?
Name's familiar.
Anyway, or maybe it's Bomer. I'm not sure. Anyway, he's from Spring, which, you know, gave us Lyle Lovett. I feel sorry for South Dakota.
Oh, he's in White Collar, which is not a show that I watch.
Oh, okay. South Dakota.
And he was on The Guiding Light.
Okay. South Dakota.
Sorry.
That's all right. Sexiest man in South Dakota, Tom Brokaw. See, I just, you know.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not.
I don't know who that is either.
Tom Brokaw? No, he's the guy who used to do the news on NBC, and he's about 90, you know. So.
Okay.
He had a very stilted delivery.
Yeah, just, man, not sure. All right, more research linking your state of mind to the cup of joe that you've got in your hand.
Really?
German researchers, yep, they found that you feel better when you're drinking coffee. Participants who had the caffeine equivalent of 2 to 3 cups of coffee were able to point out positive words in a series of words, but couldn't point out the negative ones nearly as easily. So apparently it changes your outlook on life.
Well, it depends on what hour of the day this was done.
Well, that's
what
also
kind of coffee are they drinking?
It's
Is it
all about,
Irish coffee?
They say it's all about the caffeine. The caffeine can boost your mental function. Researchers believe that caffeine stimulates the part of the brain associated with happiness.
I need to go get some coffee.
Happy, happy joy, joy. Are you not happy today?
No, I'm plenty happy.
Oh, okay. All right.
But if it will enhance my happiness.
Ah, there you go. Okay. And as we mentioned, today is the Great American Smokeout.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was Bunt Day, too. But the Great American Smokeout, which, again, used to be a big deal. But a new review of several studies offers good news for smokers who do want to quit. Text and video messages designed to help people quit smoking nearly doubled the success rate for attempted quitters. Researchers found 9% of would-be quitters made it without a cigarette for at least 6 months when they were reminded and encouraged through cell phone messages. Is 9% a big number compared to 5% who went it alone? Okay, so in other words, you have a ginormous 4% increase if you get messages on your phone. You get texts that say, don't smoke today.
I think this just shows the power of encouragement.
Well, that's only 4%. And again, it's only 9% overall.
Well, it's more than 0%, and 9% is almost 10%, which is almost 1/10 of everyone trying to quit cigarettes.
Hang on. From earlier.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yeah. That's Ren and Stimpy, right?
Happy, happy, that's joy, a gross joy, cartoon.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Sorry, I just...
I never knew they actually sang that.
She's such the optimist.
I know. This really scares me. I thought of Ren and Stimpy as well when we said the caffeine thing. Hey, listen, I guess now we know that
I work with Ren and Stimpy.
Thank you. I resent that.
Yeah, Scott's Ren and Kevin is Stimpy.
It's much closer to Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. Hello.
And 10% is 1/10 of 100, so we're almost there.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Sure. For Hello. Sure.
Going from 5 to 9 nearly doubles your chance of quitting smoking.
Oh, of course. That's it. Of course. That's the way we're supposed to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind that the hard number is little bitty. Hello.
No, the lady on the radio is saying right now what I was going to say. Going from 5% to 9% is almost a 100% improvement
sure. Oh,
in quitting.
It's massive. That's true. But I'm just saying, the number ain't that big.
Means a lot to the people who quit.
It does. And you know, that's the deal. And good on you for doing it.
Well, you quit, didn't you?
I did, sure. And I loved to smoke. I loved to smoke. Smoking was great. If I had understood how much it offended other people, I would have quit a long time ago. But in the meantime...
I thought you liked offending other people.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. They convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find them online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Mark Twain once said, "Denial ain't just a river in Egypt." Well, he's right. Denial is a powerful emotion, and it can keep you stuck in whatever problem you're suffering. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When the Allies liberated Germany from the Nazis, American GIs were shocked by two discoveries. The first was Hitler's concentration camps, and the second was the villagers nearby. entire populations lived a stone's throw from these death camps, yet they emphatically denied any atrocities had taken place there. Imagine, for miles in every direction, the air was so thick with the stench of death, it was difficult to breathe. But no one saw or heard anything. It's an extreme example, but it illustrates an important point. Our minds are capable of rejecting even the most obvious truth when it's too difficult to face. It happens when a child is arrested for drugs and the parents insist the police are mistaken, or with a spouse when they find clear evidence of an affair, but convince themselves it can't be true. Denial may carry us through those first difficult moments of a crisis, but it never resolves the problem. In fact, denial can often prolong terrible circumstances. And that's why it's important to get support from family and friends. Because only after you get past denial to acceptance can you face a crisis head-on and work toward a solution. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
It was like any other night. You locked the doors, turned off the lights, and went to bed. When suddenly, it strikes. The dreaded late-night low battery chirp.
Not again!
And the nightmare. Eliminate low battery chirps for good with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, and each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location in your home. Rest easy with Kidde's worry-free smoke alarms. Available at the Home Depot. Visit worryfreealarm.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:49. Good news to start the program this morning. A&M police say freshman wide receiver Thomas Johnson has been found. The department says that the 18-year-old was last seen leaving his residence in College Station Monday around 5 p.m. He was found sometime overnight last night. UPD said that they'll have more details after 8 a.m. High school playoffs start off today. We're cranking things up with Zach Taylor, and here's your rundown.
The Navasota Rattlers will attempt to take their first step towards the state title tonight when they take on the Cougars of China Spring and Bryan. The Rattlers are ranked number one in the state in Class 3A and were 10-0 on the year, taking the district championship in 18-3A. China Spring, on the other hand, ended their season at 6-4, but Coach Lee Fedora knows that there's more to the Cougars than what's on paper.
The one thing I'll say is very well-coached team. They're going to have kids that get out there that are very disciplined, and they're going to play smart football. So, you know, when you look at their record, that's one of the things I feel like is a little deceiving because, you know, all their games have been close in their losses, and they're not going to be a team that if you get up on them, they're going to let down. They're going to continue to fight for four quarters.
Kickoff is set for tonight at 7 at Merrill Green Stadium. You can catch the pregame show and all the action starting at 6:30 on Navasota News 1550. And that has been your high school football report on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
For all your high school football information, go to BrazosFootball.com. Turning now to the hardwood, A&M women's basketball is off to a bit of a shaky start with an 0-2 after the 0-2 loss to Penn State 65-58. At one point, ladies were up 56-51 with 6:24 left. Penn State went on a 12-2 spurt. Here's Coach Blair on the young, how young the team is.
Think of the baseline jumpers that they hit under pressure that we didn't hit in the second half. We had some great shots by Walker and Scott over there, and they hadn't hit it. Remember, she didn't play at all last year, so right now she hadn't scored a basket in two ball games, but she's going to come around. So basically, she's a freshman. But somewhere freshmen have got to grow up before I turn into Mark Twain.
Up next for the ladies, number two, UConn, this Sunday at Reed at 1:30. The guys start play again tonight, Prairie View A&M. That's at 7 o'clock at Reed, and you can catch all the action live right here on WTAW. With all the talk of Johnny Football and A&M Football Bowl talk, haven't heard much about this, or you may not have anyway, but we've got one in our own backyard. The inaugural Brazos Valley Bowl, presented by Blinn College, will be played December the 1st at Kyle Field. Yesterday at a press conference, the teams were announced, and they're both Rangers, the Kilgore College Rangers and the Northwest Mississippi Community College Rangers. Here's Hunter Goodwin, the chairman of the selection committee, on why those teams were chosen.
We wanted to get two really good partners. We wanted to get two teams that wanted to come to our bowl and be part of what we're doing, wanted to come and make an impact in the community. And we wanted teams that would travel well. And I think we've got two unbelievable matchups there. We've got number 10 Kilgore, who everybody knows about their reputation, not only on the football field, but off with the Rangerettes. They travel around and have their own identity. To have them here in our community, that in and itself is a draw. In addition, the matchup number 10 against number 13, the quality of football in the Mississippi Junior College ranks clearly is fantastic.
Once again, the game is December the 1st. Catch all the action live on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In Major League Baseball, Tampa Bay's David Price and R.A. Dickey of the New York Mets, a pair of 20-game winners for non-division winning teams, were named the Cy Young Award winners, and the AL winner, Price, posted a 20-5 mark with 205 strikeouts. The NL winner, Dickey, went 20-6 with a league-leading 230 strikeouts for the lowly Mets. Now on to the NBA. James Harden scored 30 points, and the Houston Rockets held off New Orleans Hornets 100-96. Chris Carman scored 23, had 8 bounds, and only the second start for the Mavs, who held on to a 107-101 victory over the winless Washington Wizards. And finally this morning, the Big 12 said it will issue Texas Tech coach Tommy Tuberville a public reprimand for his sideline outburst at a graduate assistant during last week's double overtime win against Kansas. A letter will also be sent to the school. Tuberville said he apologized to Kevin Oliver, whose headset and cap were knocked off when the coach pulled on Oliver's headset. That's your sports brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Weather and soil conditions make fall the perfect time to have a state-of-the-art irrigation system installed for your lawn and garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Get your irrigation system installed now, and you'll be ready for next spring and summer. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. You can like them on Facebook or log on to their website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
All right, the time has come. It's time to sell your house. The only problem is, like many of us, you look around, a little paint needs to be touched up, a few repairs here, a few repairs there. Is your realtor going to help you identify the ones that are crucial, the ones that you really need to get done, and maybe the ones that aren't as important as you might think? When you go with Zweiker & Associates, that's what's going to happen. Not only that, they're going to help you get multiple bids. They're going to evaluate the merits of each bid. They're going to meet the contractors at the house. Yes, your realtor, Zweiker & Associates, will do that. They'll even oversee the work, and they'll help to keep the contractors on time and within budget. They offer the same service for repairs after the house is under contract. After the buyer does an inspection, they'll assist the seller in getting bids for the repairs if necessary and oversee the work. Zweiker & Associates does what it takes to make sure you get the most out of your investment. Find out more about what Zweiker & Associates can do for you. Go to ZARealEstate.com. ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
Give a gift that will stand the test of time from Amish Furniture for generations. At Amish Furniture, everything is made with special attention to detail from Amish craftsmen that makes holiday gift giving easier than ever. Find a unique selection of children's furniture and a wonderful collection of holiday items from handmade woodcrafts, decorations, wood shelves, wall ornaments, and more. Shop today for your holiday gift giving at Amish Furniture for generations. Now in their new showroom at 2651 Boonville Road, just past Kroger in Bryan.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marblecraft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marblecraft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
There you go, about 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. The New York Attorney General says that victims of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme might get most of their money back.
Really?
Yep. Announced a $210 billion settlement with Ivy Asset Management, which steered clients into the Madoff accounts. So that's a $210 billion pile of money that I guess will get kind of spread out among folks.
Goodness.
There. So there you are. So now there's a new nail polish club.
Oh, yeah?
Kat, are you big in nail polish?
Not too big, but I enjoy nail polish from time to time as much as the next guy.
Beg your pardon?
As much as the next person.
There you go. Thank you. It's kind of like a Netflix for your nails. It's called Lacquerous. And this is how it works. Members pay a flat fee of $18 a month, and they're sent three polishes by designers like Tom Ford, OPI, Chanel, Dolce & Gabbana. After the month is up, you send them back, and more come in the mail.
So do the used ones go to somebody else?
Probably go to third world nations where they don't care if each nail is a different color. Huh. Well, I don't know. That's probably true in America, too. High-end designer polishes start at over $30 for a single bottle. The downside is the site asks that members only use each lacquer three times per rental period. So there you go.
Sounds kind of wasteful.
I don't know. I'm not.
And like it might spread fungus.
Well, it might do that. You know, you never know where that brush has been, right? You don't clear the brushes. Fastest selling cars in U.S. America. Here we go. Number 10 is the Cadillac ATS, the Beamer X1, and the Audi S6, all tied. Then comes the Ford C-Max Hybrid and the Kia Soul, the Subaru BRX and the Ford Shelby GT500, which probably gets great gas mileage. Then for third place, it's a Ford Fusion Hybrid. It's going down the road. The Audi S8, the number one fastest-selling car in U.S. America, the Subaru XV Crosstech. I have no idea what that is. I just thought I'd
I got to pull that up.
All right, we'll see what
that
is.
I have no idea what that is.
Hey, do you like gummy worms? You like eating gummy worms?
Oh, yes.
All right, you'll love this. A candy company.
I like gummy worms more than nail polish.
Oh, yeah. A candy company has created an edible 8-foot-long gummy python that weighs 30 station brine.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. BP is going to pay up, working out a settlement for its massive Gulf oil spill. Fox News Radio, Simon Owen is live where BP's headquartered, London.
Dave, BP has confirmed here that talks with U.S. agencies are at an advanced stage, suggesting a settlement is close. It's reported the company has agreed to plead guilty to criminal charges and will pay a record fine, possibly between $3 and $5 billion. The spill began after an explosion on the Deepwater Horizon rig in 2010. 11 workers died. Dave?
Simon, there are closed-door hearings in Congress today on the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya. Palestinians keep firing away, sending rockets into Israel, which keeps counterattacking. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live on the Israeli-Gaza border.
The sounds of Israeli fighter jets have been echoing across the skies above me. They continue to carry out airstrikes in Gaza. 15 Palestinians have been killed and scores wounded, many of them civilians. Here in southern Israel, rocket attacks from Gaza has killed 3 Israelis and wounded many more, including 3 soldiers who've been taken to hospital. Israel hasn't ruled out boots on the ground in this operation that began yesterday, Dave.
Emily, Mitt Romney says he thinks he knows why he lost the election. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
Romney recently told some big donors it was all about President Obama giving gifts to core supporters.
The giving away free stuff is a hard thing to compete with.
In comments obtained by ABC News, Romney says the free stuff included the DREAM Act and Obamacare. Louisiana Republican Governor Bobby Jindal has another opinion.
I absolutely reject that notion, that description. I think that's absolutely wrong.
And Dave Jindal says Republicans just need to acknowledge that. In his words, we got beat.
Rich, there was a spike in unemployment last week, 439,000 first-time claims, the most in 18 months, and Hurricane Sandy is to blame, increasing applications in hard-hit areas. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-581-9496. 1-800-581-9496.
Meet your friends for lunch today at Ninfa's Mexican Restaurant. Lunch at Ninfa's, fresh and fast and a great value with weekday specials just $5.99. Enjoy Ninfa's famous fajitas for only $5.99. Tacos, enchiladas, burritos, and more. Ninfa's on the Earl Rutter Freeway between Harvey Road and University Drive. Dine in, take out, and delivery available too. Or host a private business meeting in the party room. Join us for happy hour weekdays 3 to 6. Ninfa's, home of the Ninfarita and creating Ninfomaniacs since 1995.
Hey, Texas Truck Regans, lots of ways to make your truck inside and out look good. Make it look distinctive, in fact, or make it more functional. Let's talk distinctive first because, you know, what you can do is they've been doing powder coating for a few years there, Texas Truck Regans. And what that does is that allows you to color the metal, okay, but it's not paint. It's tougher than paint. So that if you've got to really take it out and work it to use that truck, Texas Truck Riggins has got the solution with that. Of course, spraying bed liners, that's the first thing I did when I got a truck, is get that bed liner taken care of and protected so that you can use it for whatever you're going to use it for the life of your truck and still have it looking good, which helps you with resale value. Side steps, those are something that people look for. Grill guards, headache racks, toolboxes, all of those for the outside of your truck or, you know, in some cases SUV if you need a grill guard or whatever. And then remember function as well. Because if you are going to have to be out in the rough country and you want to maintain the look of your vehicle, Texas Truck Riggins can help you out there. Also, if it's a working truck, if you need to put a winch on it, you need to do something as far as special hauling is concerned, they can take care of all of that for you, Texas Truck Riggins. And remember, they've got that boutique inside the store itself. So if you want to look for something in the lady in your life from a style standpoint or fashion standpoint, you can do that or get her a gift card, too. That's all from Texas Truck Riggins. They're located at 2711 South College Avenue, just across from the lake. Texas Truck Riggins.
WTW News Time is 8:05. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Texas A&M police confirmed that an A&M football player missing since Monday has been found safe. More details to come later today. University police reported last night that freshman Thomas Johnson of Dallas was last seen leaving his apartment. Investigators were told the 18-year-old might have returned home to visit family and friends. Last night, around 10:30, traffic was diverted for several hours from the 4600 block of South Highway 6. College Station police responded to an accident report, which turned out to be a pedestrian struck and killed by a truck heading northbound on the feeder road. The event is still under investigation. College Station-based Homeland Security expert Dave McIntyre has more than 30 years military experience. He is amazed at the growing fallout of General David Petraeus' resignation at the CIA.
This is just bizarre. I mean, this has pieces of an alien movie to it. I mean, this doesn't sound political or military. Just trying to lay out what we know and the connections is a full-time task anymore.
McIntyre is also following emails involving General John Allen, who replaced Petraeus as the leader of international forces in Afghanistan.
And, you know, he's a Southern gentleman, and so he frequently uses terms in corresponding with women like sweetheart. This is the guy who's commanding the war in Afghanistan and is emailing back and forth personally to a woman in Florida and using the term sweetheart. It just boggles the mind.
McIntyre also says there's a parallel to Watergate because of the cover-up that followed a relatively small crime. 2 weeks have passed since President Obama was reelected. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says Obama continues to play politics with the budget.
He's almost like trying to put a stick in the eye of the people that didn't vote for him. And I just feel like he's headed the wrong direction on this. There's a way for everybody to win here by having lower tax rates and at the same time wiping out a lot of the deductions so that you have a broader base and putting more people work so that you have more people getting bigger paychecks and able to pay more in taxes.
Flores says Obama's plan will cost the middle class 700,000 jobs, and he'd like to hear what the president would like to say about which jobs he wants eliminated. An observant citizen who thought it was odd someone was walking in the street instead of a sidewalk results in another burglary arrest. College Station police yesterday morning responded to a witness report of someone trying to open the doors of several vehicles parked in front of duplexes along Brentwood near Cornell. 28-year-old Gregory Jackson was stopped and caught with several items taken from an SUV. Jackson, who says he is homeless, was also arrested for possessing drugs and drug paraphernalia. College Station police have made a sixth arrest for an aggravated kidnapping and robbery case that took place a month ago. Detectives learned the accused planned to steal 12 pounds of hydroponic or high-grade marijuana valued by the sellers at $36,000. 27-year-old Jeremiah Maxie O'Brien, who was arrested Tuesday, is accused of being the gunman. The investigation continues. And last summer, the track at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan was closed to the public. At the time, it was to replace the natural grass field with synthetic turf. Earlier this month, the Bryan School Board decided to continue public access to tracks at Rayburn, Long, and Stephen F. Austin schools. Superintendent Tommy Wallace noted vandalism problems since the new surfaces were installed at the football stadium and Rudder High.
Coach Branch shared today that we have had some people that have relieved themselves in our stadium, grown-ups. And, you know, if you do that on grass turf, that's great fertilizer, but not on turf and not on a new track.
Board members asked administrators to determine the cost of lighting the track at Rayburn. WTW News Time is 8:09. It's 43 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two material, and used drill pipes. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary or number one material, and new structural pipes. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask their competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, it's 810. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at brazosvalleyrecycling.com.
High pressure over the state this morning. It'll be responsible for the sunshine that we get to see. Temperatures anywhere from 65 to 70 degrees. Clear tonight to partly cloudy at times, lows near 40. It's going to be mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs tomorrow, 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows dropping down to 40 to 45. We'll have sunshine during the day Saturday. Highs on Saturday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so now you've heard of this.
Well, what is all that?
I don't know. I just turned up his studio and he's...
It's like a party in the sports
room. It does. Yeah, what's going on in there, man?
Yeah, sorry, I was digging through because I thought I'd found something funny. But
yeah, no, I know what you were doing. You were looking at the video game Call of Duty.
No, I don't own that one yet, but I have all the rest of them.
Call of Duty is apparently incredibly realistic.
It is. It's
really
awesome.
Okay, situations test survival skills, but in the end, it is just a game. Now there is a new first of its kind gun range in Central Florida. Florida. That brings Call of Duty and other real-life scenarios to life. It is a place where people can take their gun and shoot at people. And they shoot back.
Excuse me?
Yep. Yep. There are, however, important rules of engagement. Yeah, I guess.
What the is owner this, a says, paintball thing?
Well, it makes his gun range perfectly safe. It is called Combat City. Before you step inside the range, customers meet with the owner. His name is Dave Kaplan. And when you get there, everybody's checked. No guns, knives, ammunition on you. Kaplan then modifies your weapon, replacing the barrel so a live round will not fire, but will still function as a regular weapon, shooting a soft rubber bullet instead. Participants then suit up, protecting their head, neck, other areas that might be sensitive, but make no mistake, anyone who gets shot does feel the pain.
So it's like paintball.
Yeah. But it's described as being like shot with
or
a paintball.
It's probably like being fired on a mob.
But it's
rubber bullets.
Yeah, that too. Anyhow, so there you go. Employees at Combat City say their facility tests a person's nerve and helps them to know if they have what it takes to shoot another person.
Because we need to know if
they're
like
dependent
shoot another
on
person.
It. Yeah, that's it. So there you are. Once again, it's in our favorite state. It's Florida.
Huh. Interesting.
I can foresee a lot of bachelor parties gone wrong.
Oh, but again, and they don't mention that, but that could be part of the interview that you have with Dave, the owner, is if Dave thinks that you're a little too overserved, that he might not let you play, you know, which would be something. Sean's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Okay. What's going on in your city?
Well, I would like to invite everyone in the city of Bryan and College Station to the lighting of downtown Bryan and the holiday tree.
We're getting lit in Bryan. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, no, that's not it. It's illuminating. Okay.
It's illuminating downtown. It's tomorrow, Friday, mm-hmm. November 16th, starting at 6 p.m. at Gloria Stephen Sale Park.
Okay.
So enjoy cookies and hot chocolate and... we'll have a couple movies at the Palace. We're going to show Shrek the Halls, which is the holiday version of Shrek.
Yeah,
and a classic, It's a Wonderful Life.
Sure. Oh, great. Oh, very good. And, you know, what's great is that the weather is going to be really ideal for it because it's going to be cool. You hate to be there in a T-shirt, you know. You don't want to be lighting the lights. But it's not going to be too cold. It'll just, you know, right there at when it's dark at 6 o'clock.
It can never be too cold for me.
No.
Now,
oh, really?
A quick question.
Are you one of those?
I'm one of them.
Where are you from?
I'm an Army brat, so...
Oh, you've been all over the place. Okay. So
I've never been to the downtown lighting. Could you please... I mean, is there a Christmas tree, or how does it work exactly?
Oh, yeah.
Very
good.
Do they do a countdown?
Way to go, Kat. Okay.
Yeah, there's a countdown. There is a Christmas tree. Santa Claus will be there. It's a Christmas event.
It's a ginormous light switch.
All the lights go on at one time.
Yeah.
Is it the real Santa Claus?
But they light the city. I mean, it's more than the tree.
Right. The whole downtown is, as Scott would put it, lit up.
Yeah.
It looks remarkably similar to the light switch we use to turn on peace.
Well, I think that's exactly the same one, as a matter of fact. I think we borrowed it from him for that very purpose. But Santa will be there for that?
Santa will be there. It is the real Santa. Mm-hmm. It's the same Santa that will be at every event in the world.
That's right. Yeah. Be here in Bryan.
And he'll be here.
And that's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
Kat, if I were you, I'd make plans if you can do that.
Oh, it's the big fight tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right. You're going to go watch people bash their heads in. Oh, that's right.
Okay. I'm supporting a friend from Bryan Broadcast.
Yeah, I know you are. That's true. Okay. But anyway, so that's that. Okay.
Well, I also brought with me a guest to continue the holiday theme. Gwen Schilling. Yeah,
she's not a guest. She's been here enough times. We don't have to treat her like
company anymore. She's more than I am at this point.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Well, you know, going along with that theme for the holidays, we've got Holiday Magic coming around right around the corner, and that's November 29th. That's the Thursday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It will be at Sue Haswell Park. It is free for all to come out. It'll actually be snowing that day because we are going to have a big snow hill for all these kiddos and parents and grandparents.
Which is too fun. That thing is so cool.
It is so much fun. Yeah. And so that's a lot of fun seeing that built. And and so we'll also have that. It's a free event. We'll have the Blend Shuttle running, very similar to what we do for Texas Reds at Blend, and come over and drop you off. We'll have Santa arriving around 5:30, and bring your cameras out and get pictures with Santa. And we'll have free hot chocolate and cookies. Bryan Super Walmart, it's Supercenter Walmart's providing all that. We'll have door prizes given out all night long for these kiddos.
Okay.
And at the end of the evening, we'll give out a boys and girls bike. We have games. We'll have a train. We have inflatables. We'll have all kinds of stuff going on, entertainment. It's just a real joyous time to come out for the families, and it's all free.
Okay. So lots of lights. Got the lighting tomorrow night, and then the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Thursday after Thanksgiving. The 29th.
Okay, that'll be at Sue Haswell. Right?
I'll be emceeing.
Oh, will you?
Oh, yes.
And Kevin will be there to emcee.
Kevin will be there.
That's it. Okay, good. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Visit the folks from Bryan on Thursdays. It's all brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Another hit from Sandy. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Labor Department data are starting to show the impact of Superstorm Sandy. There was a surge last week in first-time claims for unemployment benefits. The number of initial filings jumped by 78,000 to 439,000. Another report from Washington shows inflation remains tame. Last month's drop in gasoline prices offset increases in the cost of food and shelter. The Consumer Price Index edged up 0.1 percentage point in October. The final chapter on the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster could be written soon. BP says it is holding advanced discussions with the Justice Department on a deal to resolve all criminal charges and claims by the Securities and Exchange Commission in connection with the oil rig explosion in the Gulf of Mexico. Walmart posted better numbers for the third quarter. The giant retailer's profit rose 9% on small improvements in margins and same-store sales. Stock market futures are mixed ahead of the Thursday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I'm Dan Kelly, owner of Go Time Fitness. I'm always trying to stay top of mind with my customers, and Constant Contact has the tools to help me do that. They make it so easy. So when my daughters started a business of their own, Constant Contact was the best advice I could give them.
Dad, we're nine. It's a lemonade stand.
Never too early to start. From deals to events, social to email, Constant Contact can help you grow your business. Find the solution that's right for you at ConstantContact.com.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to come in. They always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M and Sam Houston State at Kyle Field on Saturday. 2:30 is kick time. Broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network starts at 1:30. Coach Kevin Sumlin said there's never been a concern about the focus of this football team from week to week.
No, I don't. You know, this. You know, there's weeks maybe like this week where I'm going to have to do a little bit more from a motivational standpoint. But, you know, anybody who walked out on that field pregame, just the atmosphere, just the drive up to the stadium where there was probably 200,000 people outside, if you couldn't get ready to play for that, and I'd been there before, a lot of our players hadn't, and so I told them, I said, you know, if there's not going to be any Newt Rockne speech before this game. You know, if you can't play in this one, then you really shouldn't be here.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, the Aggies and Sam at Kyle on Saturday. Again, 1:30 on this radio station. I'm Dave Saab. That's your Aggie football report.
Thanks, Dave. It's 8:21, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. As you get toward the end of the year, it gets to be a really busy time at David Gardner's, and rightly so, because they've been around for about 30 years, and this is a special time of year. And if you're combining some special times, like maybe weddings, the wedding band event is going on today, tomorrow, and Saturday at David Gardner's. You'll find hundreds of men's and women's wedding bands from Viraggio and Scott Kay and Precision Set and Christian Bauer and Hearts on Fire and lots of others. And it'll be right here through this weekend only. It's your last chance, really, for the semester to get 0% financing for 12 months on engagement rings and wedding bands. So come in, let the folks at David Gardner's show you that, but also they're going to show you something a little bit different. You get a peek behind because they're going to have a tour of the design studio so that you can see exactly how a piece of jewelry is made. So that's kind of fun. Don't forget the website where AggiesGetEngaged.com. Guys, especially if you want to go there first and have a look at that, that kind of tells you a little bit about information you need to know as you walk in to make a pretty important choice right there. So go to whereaggiesgetengaged.com and get started with that. Also, let me mention that if you'll bring in an in-store donation for the Boys and Girls Christmas Party, you can pick your double points days any day in November for David Yurman. And you know about David Yurman, right? How you can gain points by buying David Yurman stuff, okay? You can pick your double points day during the month of November if you come in and help out the Boys and Girls Club. That's going on at David Gardner's as well. David Gardner's, 911 University Drive. They're the official jeweler of Aggie Athletics, and they are located on University Drive East next to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Boy, you just keep reading more and more about fellas having prostate problems these days. It's an insidious disease, that's for sure, and it affects way too many men. But you know, it doesn't have to be you. Having good prostate health is one of the surest ways to prevent problems. Keeping the prostate its normal size does a number of things, like, well, it keeps you from having to go to the bathroom as much, lets you sleep longer and more soundly because you don't have to go as often. And good prostate health is one of the best deterrents from cancer. And that's exactly why ProstaMin was developed by the Activate Company. ProstaMin really promotes good prostate health. And you can try it risk-free. That's right, risk-free. It must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. Now you can find out more at myactivate.com or you can call them at 800-465-4411 and they'll send you free information. That's myactivate.com or 800-465-4411. You hear it? Nearly every day. It's shouted at us from our televisions, from our radios, and of course, we read it in the newspapers, magazines, and tabloids. Our society is crumbling. Nobody's taking responsibility anymore. And the number one cause, psychologists tell us, divorce. And the recent advent of the single-parent home. And to be sure, a single-parent home is probably not as effective at child-rearing as a good, solid, dependable two-parent home. But say we look at some of the numbers and see just how bad this situation is. There are more divorces in America than any other industrialized nation in the world. Americans divorce four times more often than the British and three times more often than the French. The federal government says that on the average, 38% of all marriages end in divorce, separation, or desertion. Americans are alarmed by the rising divorce rate and often see it as a sign of a long-feared moral decay brought on by loss of old values and the failure of personal character. And that leads us to the problem of single-parent homes once again. Without both parents in the home to guide and nurture the child, the chances of them growing up to be maladjusted or unproductive members of society are greatly increased. One government study showed that children growing up in single-parent homes has increased to the point of a crisis, and the government should step in and provide for the welfare of these children, which are quickly becoming a majority in American society. And part of this, well, it's been caused by the premature death of one parent or another, especially in today's violent society. I know you've heard this all before, many times, mostly from those wanting to attract attention, like the media or those whose living depends on such circumstances. And what I've just read to you was actually put out by our government. But before you throw up your hands in despair and update your passport and move to another country, here's one more little thing that you should know. It's a little known fact that, well, nothing is new under the sun. Yeah, you see, everything I just told you did come from a government commission which was engaged to study the problem of single-parent homes. The only problem with it is it was done in the year 1880.
There you go. Yep. Hey, the folks at Intercon remind you the little cold weather we're having right now. It's chilly, but the wind's not blowing. That combination makes you more aware when your windows are not doing their job. They're not energy efficient. Did they used to be and they're just not anymore? You may, in fact, know which windows are not doing the job now. Well, let the folks at Intercon take care of that for you and maybe answer your questions as to how many windows need to have some sort of work done on them, whether it's repair or replacement, because Intercon can do either of those for you. Just give them a call at 823-3639. They'll come out. They'll kind of assess your situation for you, give you an estimate, then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure. Got them doing a job for me right now, and I guess it was 4 months ago maybe that I talked to them, got the estimate, and true to their word, true to my word, that as I tell you, all I needed to do was call them back, and they'd activate it, but they don't bug you. They don't, because they know they have a good product at a fair price, and they've been doing this kind of work for years and years and years. So let the folks at Intercon do that for you. Give them a call at 823-3639. It's Intercon.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Millions of people suffer from math anxiety, regardless of whether or not they're actually bad at math. Now, researchers report that areas of the brain associated with feeling physical pain are activated while math-anxious people prepare to solve math problems. University of Chicago cognitive scientists Ian Lyons and Sion Bylock led the study.
We had people perform math problems while we looked inside their brain using functional neuroimaging. And what we found was that areas of the brain that often are active when people detect visceral threats or when they even feel physical pain were more active the more math anxious the person was.
She says people don't actually feel pain because of math anxiety, but these areas may be lighting up because the brain doesn't always distinguish between psychological and physical pain. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations: South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround? Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing? Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
WTAW News time is 8:30. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A missing A&M football player has been found safe, according to A&M police. Last night, University police reported 18-year-old Thomas Johnson of Dallas had not been seen since leaving his apartment Monday evening. More details will be available later today. A pedestrian was killed last night after being struck by a truck on the feeder road of South Highway 6 near the 4200 block. Traffic was shut down for several hours. No foul play is suspected, but College Station police are continuing to investigate. Walkers interested in returning to the track at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan will have to continue using alternative locations. The Bryan School Board, which was asked earlier this month to reopen the track after the grass field was replaced with turf last summer, decided to continue public access at three other locations. Athletics Director Harry Francis says they want to protect the new surface from vandalism, accidents, and bad manners.
When it's vandalized, that's got to be a repair deal, which will probably void most warranties that will be opened up. With turf companies. Number two, gums, colored drinks, dogs, things like that that will stain the carpet and you can't fix.
Tracks are open 24/7 at Stephen F. Austin, Long, and Rayburn, where administrators were asked to find out the cost of installing lighting. The latest vehicle burglary arrest by College Station police began with an eyewitness report. Officers were told by a citizen yesterday morning they saw someone on Brentwood near Cornell. The man, who was trying to open doors of vehicles parked in front of duplexes, got into an SUV and took several items. The witness said they watched because they thought it was odd that someone was walking in the street instead of on the sidewalk. Officers tracked down the owner of the SUV, confirmed the theft, and arrested a homeless man, 28-year-old Gregory Jackson, for the burglary along with possessing drugs and drug paraphernalia. The accused gunman in a College Station robbery and aggravated kidnapping from last month is in jail. 27-year-old Jeremiah Maxey O'Brien is the sixth man arrested for planning to steal $36,000 of high-grade or hydroponic marijuana and holding the seller at gunpoint. Detectives are continuing their investigation. Congress is back at work for a brief period before the holidays. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's disappointed in the continuation since the election of what he calls class warfare politics over the president's tax plan.
There's a study that's come out recently that says that the president's tax plan, which actually passed by the Senate last September, will cost the middle class 700,000 jobs. And what I'd like the president to do is get up and talk about which 700,000 middle-class jobs he'd like to sacrifice in a weak economy.
Flores says everyone wins by eliminating income tax deductions and growing tax revenue by creating more jobs through lower tax rates. America's security and economic relationships around the world have been rocked by the resignation of General David Petraeus. Trying to keep up with the fallout is College Station-based Homeland Security expert Dave McIntyre.
Who's going to cooperate with us when our senior people have been so irresponsible in their own private lives and made themselves, the subject of inquiry?
McIntyre, who served for three four-star generals, also wonders how Paula Broadwell was allowed so much personal access to the Pentagon.
You can't have just a person who's an author coming into and out of such a situation, appearing in briefings. What's her status? Does she get a seat at the table? That's a hugely disruptive factor. It sets a terrible command climate, and it raises some real internal security questions.
McIntyre says this far eclipses the infidelities of Bill Clinton because of the international security concerns. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055. And be sure to visit BlueBaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
Hey, coming off the A&M win over Alabama, huge deal, that's for sure. Suddenlink is offering the Aggies versus Sam Houston State game for free on Suddenlink pay-per-view. All you have to do is visit the Suddenlink store or ask your broadband technician about adding or upgrading a new service with Suddenlink, like the SL200 HD TV package, high-speed internet, the 15 meg or higher, or home phone. Then you'll be entered to win a free pay-per-view for Texas A&M against Sam Houston State, the football game which airs on November the 17th. Now, the offer is valid only by visiting the local Suddenlink retail store or talking to the broadband technician. Winners will be announced tomorrow, so go by the Suddenlink store today to take advantage of that. And while we're talking about that 15 meg high-speed internet, it's as low as $30 a month when you bundle in the home phone service, $25 a month for life when you bundle from Suddenlink as well. And the HD TV, the SL200 program, as low as $35 a month when you bundle. Call them about that at 1-800-915-1866 if you want some more details, and you can go to Suddenlink.com. But if you'll go by the store and do that in person, then your opportunity to win the free pay-per-view of Texas A&M and Sam Houston State, that football game on Saturday. From your friends at Suddenlink.
Tonight on NBC, the Office farewell season continues with the return of the most terrifying woman ever to work at Dunder Mifflin.
Oh, God, it's Jan.
Yes, it's Jan.
Jan, it's so great to see you.
Why?
And call the Secret Service because Vice President Joe Biden is stopping by Parks and Rec.
You must be Leslie Knope. Welcome.
My name just came out of your mouth.
All new 30 Rock, Up All Night, The Office, and Parks and Rec, followed by Rock Center.
It all begins at 7, followed by KAG's HD News at 10. It's a never-ending cycle. Kids being taunted for their looks, their sexual orientation, ethnicity.
I just didn't look like anybody else. I was a lot taller, I was a lot bigger weight-wise. I didn't dress the same.
At age 8, Heather Stevens was bullied.
It does, in fact, impact the way our students interact in school. It affects mental health.
KXHD News' Monica Castro takes you inside a girl's body image and how it affects today's youth. Friday at 5 and 10, only on KXHD News.
Hey, let's do some weather at 8:37. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure over the state this morning. It'll be responsible for the sunshine that we get to see. Temperatures anywhere from 65 to 70 degrees. Clear tonight to partly cloudy at times, lows near 40. It's going to be mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs tomorrow, 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear, lows dropping down to 40 to 45. We'll have sunshine during the day Saturday. Highs on Saturday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, Amsterdam's Hans Brinker Budget Hostel has all the charm. Well, you know, remember Hans Brinker and the Silver Skates? That's a Dutch thing, and so it's there. They've got this hotel.
A hostel named after him.
Yep, they're in Amsterdam.
I thought that was the guy's name.
Oh, yeah. Budget Hostel? Yeah. That'd be Hans Brinker. Anyway, it has all the charm of a jail. It also boasts a thin mattress, a shoddy paint job, metal lockers, and rooms without views. Unlike jail, the 127-room hostel has been charging people to endure these facilities for 40 years. In fairness, young travelers get plenty of warning. Kat, do you have a hostel story you can tell us that's really grungy?
No, the only hostel I've ever been in was in my dreams, and we had talked about that earlier this week.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. Okay, so but you haven't ever done the real deal. Okay.
Mm-mm.
A lengthy disclaimer on the website reads, quote, "Those wishing to stay do so at their own risk and will not hold the hotel liable for food poisoning, mental breakdowns, terminal illness, lost limbs, radiation poisoning, certain diseases associated with the 18th century, plague, etc." End quote. One of its advertisement slogans
is... Is that a joke?
No! One of their advertising slogans is, "It can't get any worse, but we'll do our best." End quote.
Oh my gosh.
The managers of the Hans Brinker Budget Hostel say that the customers love the humor and sarcasm. But again, it sounds like a pretty ratty place to be staying. You know what I'm saying?
So, absolutely.
Oh, just...
But when you're 20, that's funny.
And again, I guess you have to give these people some props for that. They really don't have to aspire to some sort of a higher level because, again, it's a bunch of kids.
If there's not a drunk in the alley, I'm not interested.
Well, there may well be. I'm not sure.
There's no place like home.
Exactly. Yeah, click your tennies together and keep... Cat, did you see Cat shoes yesterday, Kevin?
Cons? Yes, I did.
What about my shoes, Scott?
She was wearing zebra-striped shoes yesterday, folks. Just saying. Okay? Just zebra-striped tennies.
It happens.
Are we going to have to do that? We're going to have to put that up on Facebook, cat's shoes for the day?
When you're an awkward little person and you have very tiny feet, you can wear children's shoes.
Oh,
it's a lot
okay.
Of fun.
Do you have little bitty feet? Okay, so that's...
They're disproportionately sized for my body.
But the thing is, though, you can buy those kind of just weird-looking shoes now. I mean, right, like electric yellow and electric orange and things like that. Those are so popular right now, right?
Now, so you insult me, and now you're insulting Kevin.
Yeah, no.
How about you, Mr. Scott?
No, I wear pretty much loafers almost all the time. So, you know, unless I'm...
See, who else wears loafers?
To work, that's all. But, no, when I'm not, then, yeah, I have any number of unusual footwears. But still, nonetheless, just saying, yesterday was very, very interesting. And I didn't want to comment, you know... To you personally, I thought I'd just go ahead and go on the radio.
Yeah, do it right here in front of God and everybody.
So yeah, that's right. Well, that way, when people meet you for the first time, they'll say hi and they'll immediately look at your feet. So, you know.
Oh, now I'm going to be insecure and have like a
no reason to do that.
Draw attention to her freakishly small feet.
It will be part of your charm. It'll be part of your charm. So, speaking of little bitty things, Honda's got a tiny car called the Micro Commuter. Have you seen this thing? It might be the size of like a golf cart. Might.
It's smaller than like a smart car?
Yes. The buzzworthy word about the micro commuter is its body. You can swap it out. You can actually change the body of the car by lifting it off and placing a new one.
I think I have seen one of those. It's kind of like if you had a motorcycle, but even not even as big as a big motorcycle.
Well, you're going to
need car walls and a car. You know what I mean?
You're going to need a buddy to help you with this, right? I mean, you can't just lift the body off yourself.
You have to get in and out with a can opener.
Yeah, something. It has to be attached some way to the frame of the car, but nonetheless, so there you go. Hey, if you'd like to be Barack Hussein Obama's neighbor, you could do that. You could be his next-door neighbor for only $899,000.
So he got into office and then they moved out?
Yeah, no. He's got they've got this empty double lot next to the Obama's Chicago home that's going up for sale.
The lot.
That's right. Yep. The real estate agent gave the Obamas the first dibs on the thing, and they went, yeah, not so much. So the current owners purchased the lot back in 2008. They paid $675,000 for it. They want $899,000, so they want to make about $120,000 off of this. 2 years ago, the house next to the Obama home, the house on that side, sold for $1.4 million.
So, wow!
You know, if you want to be in the neighborhood, you could probably do that if you wanted to.
The Simpsons.
While it's probably a long shot, a 4-minute Simpsons short is currently included in a list of 10 animated shorts that are eligible for an Oscar this year.
Wow.
Maggie Simpson in The Longest Daycare was shown before Ice Age: The Continental Drift this past summer, and it featured a fierce battle between the youngest Simpson and Baby Gerald. Written by James L. Brooks and Matt Groening, The Longest Daycare's possible nod could be sweet, sweet payback for the Simpsons movie, which, yeah, didn't make it at all. That was back in 2008. So.
It was awful.
I didn't see it.
I think I saw a small portion of it. I know The Simpsons is very, very popular. I understand exactly what they do. I just don't enjoy it that much. I don't know.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy, on the other hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Outstanding.
Are you serious?
Oh, Ren and Stimpy was just awesome. Yeah,
you stupid
no doubt.
Yes. Idiot.
Yeah.
See, I only saw one episode that scarred me for life
as a
child.
Really?
We were in a hotel room, and it was an episode where they go to some dog show.
Yeah.
And somebody's chewing up a poodle or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just was gross.
Yeah. Hello?
Okay, comparing The Simpsons to Ren and Stimpy
is like
comparing the current A&M football team to Baylor.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
Ouch.
Yeah. Now,
I need to play a commercial.
I'm not
And by the way, The Simpsons movie was outstanding.
Oh, it was awful.
Now,
outstanding.
I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying I don't necessarily like The Simpsons, and I did like Ren and Stimpy. I'm not comparing them. The Simpsons is unique. There is no doubt.
You know, there's just no accounting for taste.
Thank you. All right.
Hang up on him, Scott.
Clip Howard.
Hang up on him.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Old Chip Howard from the sports station.
Well, no, he would race to the defense of The Simpsons. I mean,
insult of the Bears. I think we're missing the more important
That was funny.
No, that part we were okay with. We were on board with that one. It's just that other thing. But, you know, nonetheless.
I'm
sorry that he thought that I was casting aspersions at The Simpsons, unlike the Baylor football team.
You know, Michelle, your husband always looks so well-groomed. Where does he get his haircut?
Thank you. He goes to Sonny's, of course. He's been going to Sonny's for years, and he always looks great because the pros at Sonny's know exactly what he wants.
That's right. Now's the time for your new beginning. Let the pros at Sonny's Barbershop make you look great so she can say, well, Sonny's, of course. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria across from the Tejas Center.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home.
I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so commuting to work. A lot of people have a problem with that. We don't.
I do.
Why would you, at the time that you come to work, why would that be a problem?
Because it's the time I come to work.
Yeah, there's a snarl there on six between Navasota and here,
right,
boy.
Okay, guys, I am just not feeling the love this morning.
Well, I mean, is there a big traffic problem between there and here at whatever time you get here?
Keep it up, gentlemen. Oh, wow. Santa Claus is watching you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he really is.
You're going to get coal in your stocking.
Really? A Chinese businessman has found the perfect way to beat his traffic jams. Instead of spending 3 hours a day commuting, Zeng Brown learned to parasail. Parasail. Chinese flight regulations allow powered paragliders as long as the pilots don't fly over military air bases. This sounds very, very dangerous as time goes on.
I'd be all over that like cheap on Kmart, man. If I lived a long way off, I'd do it.
I used to waste lots of time in traffic jams in my commute every day. Now I can drift above it all and get to work in just a few minutes. He adds that he likes to fly low so he can see the frustration on the other driver's face.
What a sicko.
Just shaking their fist, rolling their window down. But again, I don't know what the weather's like, okay?
Why does he have to live 3 hours from his job? Well, get a new job or something.
That could also have. Well, okay. It's China. Not necessarily knowing what he does for a living. I don't know that you have. I've heard tell you don't have the freedoms over there you have here. I don't know. It's just a rumor. Haven't been there. But between that and the infrastructure, I mean, the number of people who drive cars in China now compared to 10 years ago is just, it has been a geometric expansion. And so as a result, they got no way to be able to put all those people on the road who want to get from place one to place two. And again, probably mass transit is just as bad. So fact that he knows how to do that. And where do you land, though? See, I mean, we don't have the whole story. Not sure how he does that. And again,
if it's a paraglider, it's almost like a parachute, and you can almost land vertically.
Okay. But the other idea is, you know, sometimes it's not going to be sunny and 60 out there, too. The media's love affair with the iPhone may lead you to believe that Apple, in fact, leads the market in smartphones, but you'd be way, way off. In fact, according to the LA Times, nearly 3 out of 4 smartphones in the world are running Google's Android operating system. I would be one of those. A report shows that Android makes up 72.4% of the market for smartphone operating systems. Yet the other night when we were doing election returns and I needed to get something downloaded onto my phone, I actually had to go with, well, somebody did. I didn't have time. Somebody actually went and found a young person.
Yeah, no, you sent me. You said, you're pretty. Go and ask some people.
I did. I did. I said, would you please go do that? And you found some guy.
I found a young man who came to your assistance.
Exactly. Immediately ready to help. And so there you go. Had I gone over there, wouldn't have been the same story. So see, it worked out well. Apple's share is only 13.9%. Analysts suggest that may be because users around the world have held off on buying the new phone until the iPhone 5 arrives in other countries. Researchers expect Apple to have a strong fourth quarter and regain their market share. Unless they don't. 72% is a pretty big market share right there.
Yeah.
I would call that coverable. Facebook has finally added a share button to its mobile website. Long been a complaint of mobile users not being able to share their friends' posts with a simple click. All that changed when Facebook added the share button to its news feed. Was that yesterday they did that?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. According to the Venture Beat, right now the share button is only available on, or was only available on m.facebook.com. But there you go. It's there. You can do that now and share with a friend. Okay, now get this. Runners at a 10K race in Newcastle, England went completely off course after getting distracted by a passing cyclist. We're saying 530 athletes, they were competing in the Heaton Harriers Memorial Race, but a guy drives rides by on his motor on his bicycle. He is wearing a fluorescent yellow shirt. Runners spontaneously started following him. Once officials realized what was going on, they stopped the race and had it started over again from the beginning. Apparently, some of the runners at the front believed this guy was a race official and had been sent to lead them to the finish line.
Well, at that point, they just become lemmings following the
exactly,
person in front of
them. Exactly, just this gigantic, just they see this guy and they just assume that he is, because he's wearing a bright yellow shirt, so started it over again. Once again, if you know where you're going, and maybe they didn't have GPS in their tinnies, so that's why they did that.
If you're dealing with too much credit card debt, let me tell you about Family Financial Education Foundation. For years, this nonprofit credit counseling agency has helped thousands of people get out of debt. If you're feeling overwhelmed by credit card debt, they can help you. There are no huge upfront fees. In fact, their modest fees are regulated by law. And as a nonprofit organization, they're here to help you, not gouge you. What can they do? They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and put you on a plan to pay off your debt fast. And if you're getting collection calls, they can stop them. Look, one of the toughest parts about being deep in debt is that feeling of despair, of not knowing where to begin. Begin now by calling 888-789-4173. No pressure, just friendly, knowledgeable advice. Call the people at Family Financial Education Foundation, 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. Not available in all states.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatballs is a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Get a new Ram Crew Cab from Team Dodge for $7,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Heavy Duty for $10,000 off. Plus, we have 0% interest available. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. Or call us at 979-694-6900.
Honey, can you pass the peas?
How many peas are you looking to get?
Never mind, just pass me the carrots.
What can I do to get you into these peas?
Quit trying to sell me the peas.
Hey, test drive a pea and I'll throw in a pork chop.
If you're a car salesman, we have good news. The economy is on the upturn. Check out AggielandHelpWanted.com. We have hundreds of local jobs, including jobs for car salesmen.
How about undercoating? I can throw in a butter sauce. There's no better time to eat peas than right now.
It's a deal. I'll take the peas.
Post your resume in minutes for free. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So when you're driving, making a left-hand turn is one of the most dangerous maneuvers you can make because...
Because what?
Well, you're often turning in front of oncoming traffic. Left-hand turns are so dangerous that statistically you lengthen your life if you reduce the number of left-hand turns that you make.
Wow.
Yep. So much safer to make a series of right-hand turns to get to where you're going than it is to make that left-hand turn, particularly if there's a lot of traffic. In fact, UPS maps out truck delivery routes.
Yep.
To avoid left-hand turns.
Really?
Yes, they
whenever
do.
Possible.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think red on red is pretty much the coolest traffic law ever devised.
Red on red is awesome. That's when you hate you pull up behind somebody from Connecticut and you know that they're not going to do that, you know, so you get ready to lay on the horn.
Weirdos.
Yeah, yeah. Again, they talk funny, too. But, yeah, they do. UPS maps the trucks out so that if at all possible, they don't have to make any left turns. So, messy people should be neater. Okay? That's pretty well accepted.
Sure.
But you seldom hear the call for neat people to be a little messier.
Oh, well, I do that all the time.
In what area of your life are you talking about exactly?
Well, see, here's the deal. This is what research has found. Neat people tend to be more judgmental. They not only want their lives to be neat, they want the sloppy people to be neater. But sloppy people don't demand that neat people get sloppy.
That's true.
Neat people spend a big portion of their day working on that neatness when they could be spending more time on tasks of the day if they just were a little more sloppy. Neat people like to categorize everything, but life is not always easy to categorize. Life can be unorganized. It
really?
Can be ambiguous. Yes.
I did that to people on purpose.
Yeah, did you?
Oh, yeah, I used to rearrange desks.
You were a neat person?
No, there was somebody that was particularly OCD.
Ah.
I would go rearrange everything on their desk.
Neatness and messiness are personality traits that are hard to change. The fact is that messy people will always tend to be messy. Trying to get them to be neater causes tension and frustration and is typical as a waste of time.
Well,
just saying.
I don't know. I know that there were times in my life I was way more messy. If it's a huge mess, generally that reflects the state of my brain.
Okay.
If I'm upset, then it'll be either total huge mess if I'm upset over a long period of time or I just don't feel like cleaning up.
Right.
Or if I become just kind of psychotically upset, then I'll clean everything just like, oh my gosh, I've got to clean it all.
Hello.
Yes, on the other hand. Messy people can never find anything and therefore have to have neat people finding their keys for them.
Wow.
Yeah. I knew I shouldn't have gone there. I knew I shouldn't have gone there.
Do we know that person?
Yeah, we do.
Is that married to any of us on the show?
I think it probably would be. We're changing the subject. You really like that. Don't you? Yeah, great. You can drastically change your looks in less than a minute just by
having your wife call and turning red.
Yeah, right. All that. Yeah. No, changing the part in your hair.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right, Kevin. You don't have to listen. Sorry.
He does have hair.
He doesn't have to worry about parting.
You can't part it.
Yeah. That'd be the comb over from, that'd be like Moses parting the sea to get that over
much.
There. Yeah. Anyway, according to a stylist named Jeffrey Mayo, a lot of us are taking that part for granted and doing it all wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what he says. He says, to find your perfect part, you'll need a piece of paper.
Ow.
Standing in front of the mirror, cover half your face with the paper, take a good look, and then switch to the other side. Determine which side of your face is your strong side. That's the side with the higher features. The side you part should be on that side. Now it's time to professionally part your hair. Start your part in the front. God, I'm telling people how to part their hair. Oh, my God.
This is riveting.
Yeah, start your part in the front.
Where were the dating tips you were going to talk about?
Oh, I got those. We can save those, though. I mean, yeah.
We'll save them for tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. That's for sure. Anyway, and then you end up back at your crown. So that's how you part your hair. Perfect for radio. Perfect for radio. I hope you don't have a piece of paper in front of your face as you're driving down the road.
Maybe we can do some percentages later.
We will. Yep, we will. That and magic. Yep. On this date in 1492, history's first written reference to a new discovery. Columbus made notes in his journal about the use of tobacco. Maybe that's the reason that we have the Great American Smokeout today.
Entirely possible.
If you happen to know somebody who smokes, if you want to remind them, that's